Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
And we're back in Lewis Bobman Field in Thayer. Looks like the Windsor won the coin toss, but they deferred to the second half. Thayer Bobcats say, we want the football. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Always take the ball when you get an opportunity if you're Coach Billy Weber. And let's talk about this coaching staff for the Thayer Bobcats. Of course, longtime head coach Billy Weber, Zach Steed, Briar Hancock, and Coach Dave Meek. And let's not forget about Coach Matt Pitts up in the skybox.
And Petey Gower.
And we'll even throw in Mr. Denny Young, who's out there on the sidelines helping out.
He's been the bus driver all year.
He's been the bus driver all year. And, of course, the girls' basketball coach and the girls open the season a little bit later on tonight. They're playing over at Viola.
Yes, they are.
A little bit later on tonight. So, yeah, basketball season right around the corner. But we're still playing football here in Thayer. The Bobcats take on the Windsor Greyhounds this afternoon. Windsor wearing the white jerseys, black pants, and those intimidating black helmets. And Thayer Bobcats, again, wearing the green jerseys, the green and white striped pants. And I like those uniforms they're wearing tonight.
I do, too.
All right, so let's get ready to go. All right, I hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Bobcat pregame show. And, of course, I also hope you enjoyed the State Farm Friday Night Lights on a Saturday afternoon. And somebody going to win that pizza from the Thayer Pizza Inn. And, boy, I'd like to order one of those right now. I think they could deliver up here in the booth.
They probably would.
They probably would. Thayer Bobcats drop back deep to receive the kick. Rowan Spencer back there with Jackson Willison and Lane Grimes. And Windsor set to kick it off. And is most case most generally in high school football anymore, one of those big old offensive linemen doing the kicking. And he's a big one. He kicks it along the ground. Ball's going to be fielded in the middle of the field by Landry Pitts. And the Thayer Bobcats will have it first and 10 from their own 37-yard line. We're off and running. It'll be Landry Pitts along with the Willison boys, Jackson and Griffin in the backfield. Lane Grimes at one wide receiver. And Rowan Spencer at the other. And, of course, the big tight end, Kyron Magnuson. Here comes that defense. Boy, they are big up front. Talking about the Windsor Greyhounds. Thayer Bobcats, that big offensive line. They come to the line of scrimmage. First and 10. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. Thayer Bobcats line up in a double wing formation. And they're going to pitch it to Willison running over the left side, trying to cut to the outside. Fights off a tackler and now going to lose yardage. I thought Jack should have took that one to the outside. He tried to cut it back inside and actually going to lose a yard on the play back to the 36-yard line. It'll be second down at 11. So Thayer trying a little quick pitch for the sweep. Got a block out there. And Adam, did you see what I saw? And that was maybe a bit quick to cut that one up inside.
Yeah, that's definitely what I was thinking. Just game of inches. One step the other way.
One step the other way.
That one broke that
big
one
yardage. Second down 11 for the Bobcats. They come out here in a full house backfield. And a power T formation, double tight set. Now Jack Willison and Griffin go in motion to the wings. Double wing formation. Bobcats fake it in the middle, looking down the field. Pass caught by Magnuson at the 40. He's in a 45. Runs through a tackle to the 47-yard line. That'll be very close to a first down. Kyron Magnuson, the big tight end, making a catch and a first down on an 11-yard pickup. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Oh, that is a good play right there. And we saw him run that one in the warm-ups, a little bit of a new wrinkle.
That was a good-looking play, too.
Bobcats break the huddle. Come to the line of scrimmage just underway here at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. Bobcats will bring it to the line. They're in a power I formation this time, tight end on the near side. Give it to Jackson Willison, running up in the middle. Ducks his head. After the 49, he'll pick up a couple running over the left side and there to make the tackle. Big number 57 for the Windsor Greyhounds. Try and catch that. Corbin Terry, outside linebacker, a senior, making the play for Windsor. Second down and 8 here for Landry Pitts of the Thayer Bobcat offense. Bobcats break the huddle. Off a second down play, Jackson Willison going to be the deep back in a power eye formation again. A little bit of a breeze blowing at the Bobcats back right here. Landry Pitts with a football at the 49-yard line. Second down. Give it to Willison. A little misdirection. Cuts to the outside. Gets some room. He's to the 40. Down to the 37 and taken out of bounds. Jack Willison with a big-time run. He picks up 15 yards and a first down on a second down and long play. More great blocking up front by this offensive line. Thayer, another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. This is exactly how you would hope, as a Bobcat fan, this game would start.
And that is better blocking than
that is get established and start dominating the offensive line from the get-go. 10 minutes to go, first quarter. No score here at Thayer. Bobcats are down to the 37-yard line of the Greyhounds from Windsor. Here's a little misdirection play over the right side. Wilson breaks one tackle, gets down to about the 35. So what looked like might be a big play. Somebody came cutting in from below, makes a tackle at the 35-yard line. Two more for Jackson Willison on the play. No substitutes in the game yet offensively for the Thayer Bobcats here. 29 seconds on the play clock. Thayer coming to the line. A little bit of urgency. It's the state playoffs. You got to be urgent. Power eye backfield. Tight end on the near side. Bobcats misdirection. Play action fake. Looking to throw the football downfield. Man is open. It's caught at the 2-yard line. Pass is caught. And that was Rowan Spencer making a beautiful catch and a beautiful throw by Landry Pitts. That is a 27-yard pickup. No, I'm sorry, 33-yard pickup. 33 yards on the pickup down to the 2-yard line of the Windsor Greyhounds. Thayer Bobcats with it, first and goal to go. Big play there from Landry Pitts to the young sophomore wide receiver. Bobcats in a power eye formation, tight end on the near side. They're looking to run it to Willison. He's up into the end, into the middle of the line and toward the goal line. He didn't get there. And he'll pick up about 2 yards. Actually, they were at about the 4-yard line. I thought they were at the 2, about the 4. It is now second down and goal to go from about the 2. 2-yard pickup for Jackson Willison running over the left side. Bobcats looking to put the first points on the board here against Windsor in the first quarter. They're taking the opening kickoff and got it down near the goal line. They're in the Community First Banking Company red zone on a second down play. Power eye formation again. Willison's got it. Cuts it to the right side. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Jackson Willison. And the Thayer Bobcats are taking an early 6-0 lead with 8:36 to go in the first quarter. 8:36 to go in the quarter. Thayer going up by 6. Bobcats will have a decision here. Are you going to kick it or are you going to go for 2? I think they're going for 2.
I think in the state playoffs you got to go for 2.
Yeah, they went for 2 last week over at Marionville every time, and they were successful. 3 times in a 24-0 win. Bobcats line up here going for 2. Landry in shotgun. He rolls to the left, now cuts it back the other way. Against the grain, trying to get to the end zone. He will not make it. He did not make it. Stopped at about the 1-yard line until Thayer failed on the 2-point conversion. But Thayer leads it early. 8:36 to go in the first quarter. 6-0 over the Windsor Greyhounds. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Knox Orthopedics continues to follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. Thayer Bobcats have taken an early 6-0 lead over the Windsor Greyhounds. And they did it in Bobcat style. Run, 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 throw one over the top, and then run, run again. And with 8:36 to go in the first quarter, Bobcats scoring a 2-yard touchdown run right up the gut by Jackson Willison. Willison, a good first quarter going here. What do he have? About 20 yards on 4 carries?
23 yards on 6 carries.
23 yards on the drive. Of course, the big play, a 33-yard completion from Landry Pitts to Rowan Spencer down to the 4-yard line. Bobcats set to kick it off here. They line up in a bunch. Sometimes they on kick out of this formation, or on side kick out of this formation. Nope, they're going to go spread it out. So now we get a chance to see this Windsor offense, which averages right about 40 yards per game, 42 yards per game. Here the kickoff, going to be a little pooch kick. They let it hit the ground, picked up by one of the deep men. Gets out to the 33 and brought down immediately right there.
Did you see that play by Zach Jones?
I did. Zach Jones down there leading the charge, and Lane Grimes were there to help out. Also, number 7, Eric Seimer in on the tackle with the Thayer Bobcats. So good coverage on the short kick. And here come the Windsor Greyhounds, led by their senior quarterback. And, you know, the Thayer Bobcats have got twins in the backfield, the Willison boys. We all know that. Well, Windsor's got twins in the backfield as well. Dylan Witherspoon, the quarterback, and Dalton Witherspoon, the senior running back. And another Witherspoon is out there as well. Here they come, man in motion. Shotgun formation for Witherspoon. He gives it on the left side. That is Witherspoon running to the outside. Going to get stopped. After about a one-yard pickup, Bobcats string the play all the way out to the side. Landry Pitts there making a stop for the Thayer Bobcats. Number 30, Dalton Witherspoon. He's a senior. Good running back. Peyton Witherspoon, number 21, is also in there. And number 3, Dylan Witherspoon in a big offensive line. I mean, they are huge. And the Thayer Bobcats, actually, there was no gain on, well, half a yard on that play. Windsor comes out, two receivers wide to the far side. Got a man on the slot left, and a man wide right. One back, and he empties the backfield. Witherspoon going out. And here's the quarterback going to run it right up the middle. Got a little bit of room. Gets hit at the 34 and going to be brought down. Another Landry pitch play along with number 7 for the Bobcats. Making another play defensively. That is Eric Seimer. So Seimer coming up from the corner. And they'll stop the quarterback on a 3-yard pickup. It'll be 3rd down and 8. Actually, a 2-yard pickup. 3rd down and 8 for Windsor. Bobcat defense. And that play looked like had some room to run. But
yes,
all of a sudden, Bobcats closed in on the quarterback. We heard he'll do that a lot. Dylan Witherspoon, a running quarterback. And he'll try and throw it. They like to throw the ball short. Got a man coming in motion. Witherspoon looking to throw. Got some pressure. Dumps it back the other way. Complete to Witherspoon. Bobcats giving chase. Witherspoon up the sideline. Gets hit and taken out of bounds. It'll bring up a 4th down. He did not get enough for the 1st down. Tackled at about the 39. They had to get to the 33.5. So that's going to bring up 4th down for Windsor. Boy, he put that ball up high in the air. And there was nobody over there for Thayer to cover. And I really thought that as high as it was, somebody would get there quicker than they did. But they stopped it for about a 4-yard pickup. And Windsor set to punt the ball away. And Lane Grimes will drop deep. Punter going to be punting with the wind in his face here for Windsor. So the Bobcats with an apparent stop on Windsor's first drive of the game. Punter is back. Takes a snap. He's going to put a foot into it. A low kick is going to, well, the wind knocked it down at the 35. And Thayer Bobcats will be down right there. Thayer going to get it to the 35-yard line. 1st down is the Thayer Bobcat offense. Struts on the field after the defense did a great job to get the stop and get the ball back for the offense. So Thayer Bobcats dominating here early. We've got 7:31 to go. Windsor had that ball for less than a minute.
It's an impressive drive by the Bobcats to stop it.
An impressive drive for the Bobcats to set the tone in this game early. A 68-yard drive for the touchdown on their opening possession of the night. Well, the afternoon. I know we're going to say night, but it's afternoon. By the way, we'll try and get an update on that Ava score. The Ava Bears playing Lamar over on the hill, another SCA team, still alive in the state playoffs. Bobcats come out on the power eye. 1st down. They give it to Jackson Willison, running over the right side, cuts it back inside. He gets out near the 39. That'll be a little 4-yard pickup on 1st down for the Thayer Bobcats. Jackson Willison, number 2 on the carry. Picks up 4 for the Thayer Bobcats. Tackle on the interior line of the Windsor Greyhounds.
That last update on the Lamar-Ava game was 21 Lamar, 14 for Ava at the half.
Wow, and Ava was down 14-0.
Yes, they were.
Early in that game. So the Ava Bears trying to come back against Lamar.
Can't count out the SCA.
No, you cannot. Spencer wide to the far side. Grimes wide to the near side. Bobcats in split back. Fun the option play. Landry's going to keep it. He's to the 40. Got a 1st down to 45. Up the sideline to the 50. And taken out of bounds at the 45-yard line. That is a 16-yard run and a 1st down by Landry Pitts over the left side. Bobcats running the option. Landry saw an opening and took it for a 1st down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. There, Bobcats running all over this defense of the Windsor Greyhounds. They don't have an answer for it, Adam, especially not here early.
No.
But we're still way early in this game. 6:48 to go in the first quarter. They're down to the Windsor 45-yard line on a 1st down play. They'll come out in a power eye, double tight set. Landry is to Willison. Willison cuts it outside to the 45, down to the 40, all the way down to the 36-yard line before he's taken down. At the 7-yard pickup by Jackson Willison, Bobcats beginning to get their feet under him here and starting to get big chunks. 33 yards now on 8 carries for Jackson Willison, who had 199 last week in the win over Marionville. Another substitution for Windsor, number 44, checking into the game defensively. He'll go straight to that defensive line. There, Bobcats are winning the battle up front here, Adam. Second down and about 3 yards to go. Split backs, double wide set. Landry gives in the middle to Wilson. Wilson's got a first down and more. He powers it down to the 31-yard line. That's a 5-yard, 6-yard pickup on a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains. First and 10 at the 31-yard line of Windsor. Thayer Bobcats trying to get up 2 scores.
They've already got 5 first downs on the game. We just hit the 6-minute mark in the first quarter.
Halfway through the first quarter, Thayer looking to go up 2 touchdowns. Landry Pitts up under center again, split backs, double wide set. Would you take a shot deep here? They might. Nope, they're going to give it in the middle. Willison's got it again. He's down inside the 30 to the 25-yard line. So Thayer's starting to eat it up in big yardage there. Jackson Willison goes for another 5 yards and a... Actually, give him 6. It'll be second down and 4 with 5:32 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats dominate here at Lewis Bothman Field before a big crowd. The green and white playing power football here against Windsor. Again, Thayer with double wide set. Grimes wide to the near side. Landry in shotgun, going to keep it on the option, breaks the tackle down inside the 20, all the way down to the 15-yard line before he's taken out of bounds. Landry Pitts running the option left, and the Thayer Bobcat quarterback's going to pick up how many on that one?
About 10.
About 10 yards on the play, and another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, and the Thayer Bobcats are in the Community First Banking Company red zone again, down to the 15-yard line. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. All Thayer Bobcats here in the early going at Lewis Bothman Field in Thayer. Bobcats break the huddle. Landry Pitts up under center. This time Bobcats in that power I formation again. Double tight set. They give it to Jackson Willison. Cuts it left. Cuts it back to the inside. He's inside the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown. 15-yard touchdown run for Jackson Willison with 5:01 to go in the first quarter. The Thayer Bobcats have taken a 2-touchdown lead on a second touchdown in the quarter by Jackson Willison, a 15-yard touchdown run. Adam, this is complete domination here this afternoon so far.
It has been. You think these Thayer boys remember last year?
I'm sure they do.
They are not happy about it.
Thayer will line up and go for 2 here on the extra point try. It'll be an empty backfield and a double wing with no fullback. Landry looking to throw the ball, dumps it to the outside, passes.
Caught.
Lane Grimes with a 2-point conversion catch. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it 14-0 with 5:01 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And the Thayer Bobcats have taken a 14-0 lead over the Windsor Greyhounds here at Lewis Bothman Field. The latest touchdown, a Jackson Willison 15-yard run with 5:01 to go in the first quarter. So we played just over half the first quarter. It's been all Thayer Bobcats here this afternoon. And Zach Jones got it teed up at the 40-yard line. That was a 65-yard drive. Thayer going to kick this one a little deeper. Ball going to be fielded by Windsor back at the 25. After the 30-35, ball carrier is still on his feet. Finally going to be corralled at the 40. Number 10 on the carry for Windsor. That was Seth Roberts, a sophomore. Bobcats snow him under. And right about the 30, they're giving the ball to 39, looks like. Now right on the 40-yard line. So Windsor comes out their second possession of the night. First time they went a 3-and-out. Bobcat defense played awfully well on that first possession. So first and 10 Windsor at their own 40-yard line. Witherspoon, the quarterback, number 3, Dylan Witherspoon. Got his brother Dalton on his left hip. Nope, that's number 10 out there. That is J.J. Hall. Hall, no, that is Witherspoon trying to get to the outside. Bobcats will bring him out of bounds at the 36-yard line. Yeah, he's going to lose 2 yards on that play. It's a 38-yard line. They took him out of bounds. Witherspoon trying to get to the corner, and Thayer said, no, no, no. And I don't think, as quick as this Bobcat defense is, you're not going to run the ball wide.
No, you're not going
to
get
it. You're going to have to run north to south if you're going to beat this Bobcat football team. Now Windsor having a little confusion offensively. Finally, they get everybody off the field. Four wideouts on the play. Witherspoon and Witherspoon in the backfield. Second down and 12. Witherspoon looking to run. Cuts it up the left side. This is Dalton Witherspoon. He's taken out of bounds at the 45. Delivers a shot on the tackle. And a pickup of about 7 yards. That was a direct snap to Dalton Witherspoon, the running back. What a Wildcat football on a Saturday afternoon at Lewis Bosman Field. It'll rank up a third down and 5 for the Greyhound. They send two receivers wide to the far side, one wide to the near side. Three Witherspoons in the backfield, the way it looks right now. And, oh, and the Bobcats jump off sides. Dylan Witherspoon, the quarterback, clapped his hands and made a little move forward, and the Bobcats jumped. And that will be, well, not quite enough for a first down, but instead of third down and about 5.5, it's third down and about a foot. Third down and about the length of the stripe, the way it looks to me. So it's third down in inches. And coach signaling the play in from the sideline. 14 seconds on the play clock. Two backs in the backfield and the quarterback in shotgun. Witherspoon gives it to the other Witherspoon, trying to get to the outside. Got a first down, breaks the tackle. Finally taken out of bounds inside the 40. All the way up to the 38-yard line. That's a 12-yard pickup and a first down for the Greyhounds from Windsor. Actually, they marked him out of bounds all the way back at the 38. But a good run. And a first down for, I want to say, the Witherspoons.
The Witherspoons.
For the Greyhounds. First and 10, Greyhounds, first down the line. They come out here in a little power formation. The quarterback is Dalton Witherspoon. He takes the snap and runs into the middle and gets tackled to the 35. Interesting looking play there, running out of a bunch in the backfield. And it'll be a 3-yard pickup. Witherspoon now 20 yards on 5 carries. Dalton Witherspoon. Number 30. I bet Thayer Bobcats going to get a steady dose of Dalton Witherspoon here. Down to 4:16 to go in the first quarter. Thayer up 2 touchdowns. Witherspoon, the deep back, way out behind the tight end. They pitch it to him, going to the opposite direction. He tries to cut it upfield. Oh, and he breaks the tackle. Gets inside the 30, down to the 26. Bobcats will bring him down there, and they got a little something going here. That's a first down on an 8-yard pickup for Dalton Witherspoon down to the Thayer 26-yard line. A little something going here for Windsor. I'm sure they're feeling a bit of anxiousness out there. Down by 2 scores. First and 10, Windsor at the Bobcat 26. Witherspoon gives it. Oh, and the Bobcats blow up the play in the middle. Big play by Griff Willison. Griffin brings down number 18. That is Parker Craig. He'll lose 2 yards on the play. So I tried to run one up in the middle, and Griff said, no, no, no. Not in my house. A second down and 12 now for Windsor. They'll bring number 30, Dalton Witherspoon, to the right side. He goes in motion. They'll give him the ball. Now he's got a little illegal motion here. This play is coming back. Witherspoon will pick up about 4 yards, but it won't count. It's going to be a procedure call. Illegal motion. Had two players in motion at the same time. So that'll back him up 5. So it'll be second down at about 17 for Windsor. That's not the kind of plays they like to have. Just from watching them here early at them, they're very similar to the Thayer Bobcats. In fact, they want to run the football.
Yeah, they want to run the football, and they seem to be pretty disciplined up front.
They are. Well, second down and 17 here. Thayer Bobcats trying to get a stop and get that ball back here in the first quarter. 3:25 to go. Thayer leads it. If you joined us late, Bobcats lead it 14-0 here in the state quarterfinal. Now Windsor bringing in players late from the sideline. 16 seconds on the play clock. Windsor's quarterback, number 3, Dylan Witherspoon in shotgun. Going to hand it to one of those men coming in motion. Bobcats are going to stop this for a 4-yard loss. Trying to go number 18, Parker Craig, and he loses 4 more yards. It brings up a third down and 21. Bobcats there to make the play defensively. I didn't see who it was with it. Mark Spencer?
It was mean Austin Green.
And was it Austin Green? Mean Austin Green playing with a broken finger out there. It's a third down and 21. Austin said, playing this one for Grandpa Jerry. Heard that before the ball game.
Yep.
Third down and 21 with 2:34 to go. Windsor looking to throw the football. Witherspoon throws this one up in the air. This one is hanging up forever, and it's incomplete down around the 13-yard line. Windsor wants a penalty on the play, but oh, there are Windsor fans out there calling for a penalty.
On the field.
Yeah, almost out on the football field. They better watch out. The officials will move them out of here. And that'll bring up a fourth down and 21. Ball at the Thayer 37-yard line. Windsor's going to go for it. Fourth and 21. Windsor going to go for it. They're going to punt it. Now Witherspoon drops back deep in punt formation. So they're going to try and play a little field position game here. Dalton Witherspoon, number 30, back to kick. He'll put a boot into it. Almost blocked by Peyton Mills. Ball will hit at the 15. Take a Windsor bounce all the way down to the 2-yard line. So with 2:15 to go in the first quarter, Thayer leading 14-0. Bobcats come out with the ball first and 10 at their own 2-yard line. Thayer's had the ball twice. Both drives resulted in touchdowns. And Thayer will come out here from the 2-yard line. You know what that means? They're probably going to throw one deep. Billy Weber, he loves to try and surprise the opponents with a deep ball on first down deep in his own end. So we'll see what happens here as the Bobcats in the huddle. First and 10 from their own 2-yard line. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Health Care Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Grimes going wide to the far side. And they're going to go for it. Bobcats looking to throw it deep, looking for Grimes downfield. This ball is incomplete out at the 33-yard line. Lane Grimes, that one just a little bit overthrown, and good coverage out there by Windsor. Dylan White, number 35 on the coverage. Had him covered up on that play. So second down and 10 now for Thayer. Now you got to work on a first down. Bobcats had Spencer on the near side, but Landry went for Grimes on the right side. Pass just incomplete. First incompletion of the afternoon for Landry Pitts. Bobcats will break the huddle here in the split backfield. Double tight set. Landry up under center gives a little misdirection to Jackson Willison. Willison breaks around the... I thought we should have had a face mask there, but no call. Jackson gets out to about the 5-yard line, fumble the ball out of bounds. So it'll be Thayer ball at the 5-yard line, a 3-yard pickup on that second down play. And, yeah, Bobcat fans saw that face mask too. It right in front of the official. He didn't see it. But that was definitely a face mask as Jackson came across the line of scrimmage. Anyway, no call. Third down and 8 after a 2-yard pickup by Jackson Willison. Thayer here. Double wide set, split backfield. Tight ends on the near side. Landry Pitts up under center, calls the signal snap. Straight back looking to throw, throws it over the middle. Pass incomplete, intended for Spencer at the 10-yard line. Couldn't make the catch, and Thayer will have to punt from their own end zone on a fourth down and 8. Landry Pitts will drop deep. Or drop back to punt this ball away. And Windsor played the field position. And they should come out of here with real good position. Dylan Witherspoon back deep to field the kick. Back around the 40-yard line. It's a dangerous play here. Thayer punting out of their own end zone. There's a pretty good snap. Kick is away. And end over end will hit at the 30 and bounce out to the 40. Picked up there by Witherspoon. He's run immediately out of bounds by Rowan Spencer. And pretty good field position, great field position, if you will, for Windsor. They'll have it at the Bobcat 36-yard line, first and 10. We're down to a minute 54 to go. Actually, they mark it right on to 35. So pretty good spot for them there. First and 10, Windsor. Witherspoon in the backfield. Got two receivers wide near side, two wide far side. No tight end on the field here for Windsor. Bobcats. He'll make a stop. Here's the handoff going to Witherspoon, running up the middle, and he trips over his own player. And tackle made by the Thayer Bobcats. Kyron Magnuson will stop him for a 1-yard pickup down to about the 34-yard line. So second down and long for Windsor. Kyron, nice play there. Coming from that linebacker spot to make that stop. Jumped up in a hole. There was a defender between him and the running back, and he managed to push the blocker right back into the face of the running back, and he couldn't do anything but just go down. Taking down in 9, Windsor. Down to minute 19 to go in the quarter. Witherspoon going wide to the far side. They bring a pass back to the other side. That's going nowhere. They'll lose 2 yards. J.J. Hall, number 10, made the catch, and Landry Pitts was right there to put the smack down on it. Play will lose yardage back to the 36-yard line, so third down and 11 now for the Windsor Greyhounds. They've got no answer for the speed of this Thayer Bobcat defense.
No, and it's not just one or two players. It is all over the field.
Everybody. So third and 11 with 48 seconds to go. This will be, in most accounts, final play of the first quarter. They're leading 14-0. Windsor with it. Witherspoon straight back, looking to throw this football. Now going to have to run with it. Bobcats trying to get to him, and he'll run out of bounds at about the 28-yard line. And he'll pick up good yardage, but, well, they got a great spot all the way up to the 26-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth down and less than 2 yards to go. 30 seconds on the play clock. Well, he got a great spot on that play. All down to the 26-yard line. Windsor, they'll line up in that little bunch formation in the backfield. Dalton Witherspoon back there, along with Dylan Witherspoon. Dalton's going to keep it, run to the outside, looking for the first down. He's got it, cuts it up the field, down to the 15-yard line before he's taken out of bounds. That's a good play. I like that.
That is.
That's a good play, and that picks up a first down on, what, about a 10-yard gain?
Yep.
About a 10-yard gain for Windsor. So Windsor into the red zone, down the 15-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats with 26 seconds to go in the first quarter. They line up in that power formation again. Three backs right there in a huddle. And now they're going to stop and look to the sideline for the play in. Clock stopped as Witherspoon ran out of bounds on the last play. 16 seconds on the play clock. They get it to Witherspoon again, running right. Bobcats hit him in a hole and knock him down. Who was that? Grabbed him right there. Bobcats made a great play up in the middle defensively, and they stopped Witherspoon for a 1 yard pickup.
I believe that was Peyton Mills.
Peyton Mills, number 20. Yeah, they was. Got a hand on it for Peyton. And that would be the last play of the first quarter. We're down to 5 seconds to go. Our score, 14-0. Thayer Bobcats lead the defending champion Windsor Greyhounds. The Windsors got it. Second down at the Bobcat 14-yard line when we come back for the second quarter. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Football on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Small town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit LaurenAllenLLC.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Thayer Bobcat football on this Saturday afternoon. The state quarterfinals in Class 1. The Thayer Bobcats with a 14-0 lead over the Windsor Greyhounds. The Greyhounds got a second down and 8 at the Bobcat 14-yard line. They'll have the wind at their back for this quarter. Thayer Bobcat football this afternoon brought to you in part by Baxter Regional Health System's hometown clinic in Mammoth Spring. Windsor in shotgun formation. Witherspoon, the quarterback, looking to run, trying to cut it up in the middle. Bobcats will stop him. No gain. He might have lost a yard. I think he did. Yep, that's going to be a loss of a yard on the play by the quarterback, Dylan Witherspoon. It'll bring up third down and 9. Obviously, down by 2 scores. And inside the 15-yard line, Windsor in 4-down territory. I wouldn't be surprised to see him try and dump a little pass off here. Witherspoon, quarterback, rolling to his right, got some pressure, throws into the end zone, pass is caught, but out of bounds. Pass was caught, but out of bounds at the back of the end zone. That was a nice throw and a nice catch out there, Adam, but he was way out of bounds, so it'll bring up fourth down and 9 yards to go from the 13-yard line.
You know, we've seen a few good catches already in this game.
We have. That one Lane Grimes made on the two-point conversion was an outstanding catch. A little fade in the corner, and the defender had a hand on the ball. And Lane just took it away from him. Fourth down, Thayer Bobcats trying to get a stop here inside the 15-yard line. Windsor with their best chance to score of the game so far. Witherspoon rolling to his right, looking back to the left. Bobcats now getting some pressure, throws this one toward the end zone. It is incomplete. And the Thayer Bobcats have held the Windsor Greyhounds on a 4th and 9 inside the 15-yard line. And with 11:20 to go in the first half, Thayer Bobcats will take over on downs. And the shutout intact for these Thayer Bobcats. That was a big stand right there.
That was. Good defensive plays all over the field.
So Thayer Bobcats, a little bit of bend but don't break. And they've got the ball back. Landry Pitts. Last time Thayer had it, they started a drive with their own 2 and tried to go deep with one on first down and couldn't convert on 2nd and 3rd. Had to punt it out of there. Well, Thayer, 3 possessions, 2 touchdowns. 11:20 to go in the first half. They come out in a power eye formation. Going to give it to Willison, running up in the middle. Cuts it to the outside and gets tackled at about the 16-yard line. Going to be a pickup of just about 2 yards on the play for Jackson Willison. Been a steady diet of J-Will. 13 carries already, 65 yards in the game for the Bobcats senior running back. Already working on another 100-yard afternoon. Had 199 unofficially last week. Bobcats break the huddle. 25 seconds on the play clock. 10:50 on the game clock. Landry Pitts in shotgun. Got a man in motion. They hand it to him. And, oh, boy, that's not going to work out well. Ball carrier going to be tackled all the way back at around the 10-yard line. I didn't see who that was coming in motion. Was that Grimes?
Yeah, that was Grimes.
Grimes coming in motion. They gave it to him, and that play is going to lose about 5. So third and about 13 for the Thayer Bobcats here. Deep in her own end, inside the 10-yard line. Play took a little bit too long to develop. This is a good Windsor defense. Told you in the pregame, they only give up about 11 points a game. And they had a bunch of shutouts midway through their season. Thayer comes out in the power formation, looking to throw the football. Landry Pitts steps up, throws it. Oh, a pass is deflected at the line of scrimmage. Tried to get it to Willison. And the pass deflected by one of those big, tall defensive linemen. And Thayer going to be forced to punt for the 2nd straight possession. So both teams trying to get their feet under them here, and it looks like both have kind of settled into this game now.
Yeah.
Windsor struggled a little bit defensively early, but the last 2 possessions by Thayer, the Windsor defense, has been much better. Now Landry Pitts back to punt. And Windsor, again, going to get great field position. Landry puts a foot into it. Ball goes high up in the air, going to hit and take a Bobcat bounce. And Windsor's going to get this ball inside the 35-yard line. About the 33 is where it's down. 9:52 to go in the first half. And that ends up only being about a 20-yard punt. But punting against a pretty good wind.
Yes, it is.
The wind has picked up a little bit here this afternoon. Windsor has it. Well, 4 possessions for Windsor. No points on the board yet. Last time they had it, they took it down inside the 15-yard line. The Bobcats stopped them on downs. Witherspoon in shotgun formation, empty backfield here for Windsor. He's just going to tuck it and run. Bobcats get him at the line. He gets away, trying to get to the outside. And we're going to get him run out of bounds at about the 30. But a penalty flag is down. It's going to be a hold against the Bobcats. Oh. Wow. Holding on the defense behind the play.
Windsor's confused about that.
Yeah, I don't know what the...
Yeah, there we go.
No, there we go. Now they mark it the right way. Okay, it's going to be holding against the offense. Even, I was going to say, where in the world?
Even the Windsor offensive lineman said, it was on me.
Yeah. He's like, wait a minute. Anyway, what would have been about a 5-yard gain is going to end up being a loss. 10 yards from the point of the foul. Going to bring the ball all the way back to the 43-yard line. So it's going to bring up a 1st and 20 for Windsor. Jackson Willison coming off the field defensively for Thayer. Big number 75 checking in for the Bobcats. Zach Jones. 1st and 20. Windsor. Witherspoon got it up in the middle. Ducks one tackle and then gets hit at about the 41 and brought down about 2 yards on the carry for Dalton Witherspoon.
42 yards for him on the
42
line.
Yards for Witherspoon. Of course, he broke a couple of good runs. Had a 10-yarder earlier.
An 8-yarder and 7.
12-yard carry early in the game. Well, 2nd down and about 19 here for Windsor. And again, Dylan Witherspoon in the backfield, empty backfield and shotgun. High snap, brings it down. Bobcats now getting some pressure on him. He's going to throw this thing away. It's going to be incomplete down around the 20-yard line. The receiver got turned around, and I think if the defender would have turned around, he might have intercepted that ball. Receiver kind of got turned around and then fell trying to readjust. So the pass falls incomplete. Bring up a 3rd down and about 18. 9 minutes to go, first quarter. Thayer leading Windsor 14-0. A pair of touchdowns by Jackson Willison.
You know, in Class 1 football, you're not going to find a better game with this many athletes on the field.
Oh, great football game this afternoon. Third down and 18. Windsor's quarterback in motion. A little double reverse. Ball going to Witherspoon. Witherspoon trying to get to the outside. They cut him up, and they stop him at the 40, 38. All that. And look, there's a holding call out there right now, and the official came up and forced the offensive player to stop holding Magnuson. Yeah, throw that flag.
Yeah, that was after the play.
After the play, he was just laying on him and wouldn't get off. Fourth down and 14 now for Windsor, and looks like they're going to bring on the punting team again. Fourth and 14. Nope, they're going to go for it here. Four receivers on the far side, one on the near side. Witherspoon in the backfield on a fourth and 14. Nope, then we're going to get this one blown dead. We had a timeout, Windsor. 8:29 to go in the first half. Thayer leads Windsor 14-0. There's a timeout on the field. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyk, a realtor with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm excited to be a part of Century 21 team, and I look forward to assisting you with your real estate endeavors. Let me pose a question. What would you sell your property for today? I would love to discuss current market conditions and what we could do for you. Shoot me a text or give me a call, 870-710-8090.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And well, we've got just a second here. We come to you live from Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. Let's check in with Mike Robertson back at the Ecom Sports Desk. Mike, we got an update on that Ava-Lamar game?
Yeah, it's 28-14 now, Lamar.
28-14, and have you been able to get anything on any of the other Class 1s?
I haven't yet, Mike.
Okay, thank you. All right, fourth down and 14 for the Windsor Greyhounds here. Thayer Bobcat defense trying to stand tall again and get the ball back for the offense. Windsor lined up like they were going to go for it on fourth and 14. Then their head coach called a timeout, and looks like they're still going to go for it. Head coach for the Windsor Greyhounds. Watch the video he was on last night on a podcast. Nice young man, Jake Vincil is his name. Four receivers on the right side, one on the near side. Witherspoon, the quarterback, straight back looking to throw, rolling to the right. Bobcat gets some pressure, throws this one down. It's caught. That's a first down, I think, for Windsor. Diving catch over there and a first down on a 19-yard pickup on a fourth and 18. Wow, what a play by the Windsor Greyhounds. You don't get to be undefeated, and you don't win 26 games in a row without some good athletes. That was an outstanding catch.
That was. Good throw.
Good throw and a great catch. First and 10, Windsor down to the Thayer Bobcat 23-yard line, 22-yard line. Windsor again bringing people in and out from the sideline. 8:23 to go in the first half. Clock stopped as the receiver went out of bounds on the catch. Witherspoon, full out backfield, gives it off to Witherspoon. He cuts it upfield and gets hit again. About another 3-yard pickup for Dalton Witherspoon. Number 30, a senior running back. Well, he was a load a year ago. I remember he was the young man who threw two touchdown passes as the halfback for them last year. The only two touchdowns they scored in the game.
Yep.
There goes second down and 8 for Windsor. Been a long second quarter. Windsor with the football up under center is the quarterback. He pitches to Dalton Witherspoon running over the left side, breaks one tackle, spins down, breaks another, still on his feet, down to near the 12-yard line, 11-yard line. It's going to be very close to a first down. And it is a first down on an 8-yard pickup for Dalton Witherspoon, number 30 for the Greyhounds. That'll bring up a first and 10 from just outside. We're going to stretch the chain over there. They're still trying to see if it's first and goal. Yeah, I think it might be. Anyway, first and 10 for Windsor. Inside the Thayer Bobcat 11. Quarterback back, straight back, looking to throw, rolling to his right. Everybody's covered. Now Bobcat's giving chase. Mean Austin Green had a hand on him. He throws this one across the field, incomplete. I mean, Mean Austin Green was all over Witherspoon on that play. Not going to be proper English, but he liked to bring him down that time.
Yeah.
And it would have been about a 20-yard loss. Austin Green just barely missed his heels when he made a dive for him back there. And then the pass was just thrown away. Good play there by the quarterback to avoid the rush and throw the ball away. Second down. And I think it's second and goal. I think it's right on the 10-yard line. They line up in that little power formation. All the receivers or all the running backs in a bunch. And there's Peyton Mills again making a stop for the Thayer Bobcats. Witherspoon, number 30, trying to carry it right up the gut and getting off the bottom of the pile. Peyton Mills and Kyron Magnuson there made a stop. So Thayer bunched that one up in the middle. It's third down and goal to go from about the 9-yard line for Windsor. Windsor, Missouri. I mentioned a while ago, 26 wins in a row. They are the defending state champions. They have not lost a game in 2 years.
It's an impressive streak.
They're down 14-0 right now here at Lewis Bosman Field. Here's the quarterback, Witherspoon, looking at a run with the football. Bobcats cut him back inside and trip him up inside the nine. That was another hold out there, no call. Was I the only one that saw that?
I believe so.
It'll bring up fourth down, a one-yard pickup. Fourth down, and it looks like fourth and goal from about the 8-yard line. Obviously, Windsor are going to go for it here with 6:16 to go in the first half. Bobcats stopped them inside the 15 last time they had it. And this time they're going to have to stop them inside the 10. Windsor bringing people in. Seaver coming all the way to the near side. Four on the right side. Witherspoon, the quarterback. Back in shotgun. Play clock down to 9 seconds. I think they're working on trying to get a penalty here. No, Bobcats wouldn't fall for it. And with 5:49 to go in the first half, Windsor calls another timeout. A fourth down and 8 for the Windsor Greyhounds coming up in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are under construction here at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC and need to make room for all of this heavy equipment around here. So come on in and take advantage of the savings.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy a car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Good to see a great crowd here at Lewis Bosman Field this afternoon. They're seeing a good football game. Thayer Bobcats lead at 14-0 with 5:49 to go in the first half. Windsor, for a second time, has got the ball inside the 15-yard line. It's a fourth down and goal to go from about the 8-yard line. I do not think they can get a first down without getting into the end zone.
It'd
be very close. 5:49 to go. Fourth down play. Thayer stopped them twice in the red zone. Can they stop him a third time here in the first half? Windsor's got it. Witherspoon rolling to the outside, throwing this one away. He just threw it away. There was nobody there. And the Thayer Bobcats, for a third time today, have stopped Windsor on a fourth down play inside the 15-yard line. Now Thayer needs to put together a drive at him, and the defense has been playing under duress because Windsor has won the field position battle here.
They just can't capitalize on it.
They just haven't been able to. That's exactly right. But they've had the Bobcats pinned down inside the 20 for all of this quarter. They are scoring both of their touchdowns in the first quarter. And then Windsor, with a good punt, nailed Thayer down at the 2, and the Bobcats have been able to recover since then. Landry Pitson shotgun here with 5:46 to go. First down. Bobcats going to fake it. Oh, they get right a direct snap up in the middle. That one went right to Willison. And he'll pick up about 2 yards. Was that Griffin?
I think it was Griffin.
I think it was Griffin Wilson that time took a direct snap and picked up about 2 yards up the middle. Well, Thayer Bobcats pick up a couple. Second down and 8 here with 5:20 to go in the first half. Don't forget our Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report coming up. Landry Pitts in shotgun formation, double wide set. Got a man on his right hip to protect. Now man going in motion. Bobcats fake the handoff. Looking to throw this one down the field. Just off the hands of Lane Grimes. That would have been a touchdown. Lane Grimes was 5 yards behind the defender. The ball was thrown just a little bit too far for him to make the stop.
Well, the wind has shifted. It looks like it's blowing back this way.
Yeah.
Well, that flag is. Those flags aren't.
Those flags are running east and west. So, wind kind of swirling here at Lewis Bosman. I mean, if Lane Grimes manages to bring that in, and he only got one hand on it, but if he brings that ball in, that would have been a touchdown.
Yeah.
So, Thayer here on a third down. and about 8 yards to go. Call it a long seven. Grimes and Wilson in the backfield. Now they'll split out. Bobcats running, looking in the middle. Here's Landry Pitts gets hit in the backfield. He'll be brought down inside the 10-yard line. It'll be a sack. Play's going to lose 3 yards. And Windsor stopped the Thayer Bobcats again. And Lane just never could get his feet turned to throw the ball. He had his back open out of the backfield. But the rush got there and stopped him early. So Thayer with another fourth down, and Landry Pitsley punting this ball from the goal line. So Windsor's going to get it in good field position again. Landry punting against a pretty good wind. There's a low snap. He pulls it in, gets the foot into it. And a fair catch called and made by Witherspoon at the 35-yard line. So again, Windsor has controlled the field position here for the entire second quarter. The only downside to that for Windsor is they have not been able to put the ball in the end zone. It is still 14-0. Thayer leads with 4:27 to go in what has been a long first half. Windsor in a huddle here. That's rather uncharacteristic. They've been going no huddle, and they're in a huddle here. 20 seconds on the play clock as they come to the line of scrimmage. Thayer Bobcat defense trying to get them another stop. Dylan Witherspoon in the backfield as quarterback. Dalton, his brother, right behind him. They're running the option play. And they're going to pitch it out to Dalton Witherspoon. Got a little room. He's down to the 30 and going to be taken out of bounds around the 27. That's a good-looking play. Good pitch and pickup of about 8 yards for Dalton Witherspoon. Running over the left side. Thayer didn't have anybody come up to make the stop early. So I think they kind of fooled the Bobcats on that one.
Good play out there by Mark Spencer.
Yeah, Mark Spencer finally drove him out of bounds, but not until after about an 8-yard pickup. Ball's inside the 30 to about the 27-yard line. Second down and two. Counting down to 4 minutes remaining here in the first half. There's another give to Dalton Witherspoon. This time he's hit behind the line and brought down. Griffin Willison making a stop. It'll bring up third down and about two, maybe two and a half. No gain, actually lost the yard on the play. So third down and a full 3 yards here for the first and 10. Griff knifing in from that linebacker spot, made the stop up in the hole. Third down and 3-4 Windsor. 3:55 to go in the half. Dylan Witherspoon in shotgun. Brother Dalton right behind him. He'll hand it to him. Nope, going to keep it. Run to the right side. Got the broom. He's to 25 and taken out of bounds at about the 22. That'll be a first down. They mark him out right at the 20-yard line. So that's a first down on a 5-yard pickup for Dylan Witherspoon, the quarterback for the Windsor Greyhounds. That's a nice play there. And a first and 10, ball right on the 20-yard line for Windsor. 3:40 to go in the first half. So they're in the red zone again. Can the Bobcats stop them for a fourth time? Witherspoon takes a snap, hands off to brother Dalton, trying to get to the outside. Bobcats hit on a corner, breaks the tackle, cuts it back out, still on his feet, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown. Bobcats had hands on him, Adam. They couldn't bring him down. And Windsor's on the board with 3:32 to play in the first half. A 20-yard touchdown run by Dalton Witherspoon. That's just a good hard run by a senior running back.
That was. He does not want his season to end. And he definitely doesn't want his streak ended.
Yeah, absolutely. So with 3:32 to play in the first half, second quarter action, Windsor finally gets on the board. That's the fourth time they've been inside the 20, first time they've been able to score. They're going to go for two here on the extra point try. Dylan Witherspoon, the quarterback, in shotgun, rolling to his right, looking to throw. Bobcats get pressure on him. He's going to throw this one up, and it is caught for a two-point conversion. Into made the catch, but he was wide open on the backside of the play, and that makes the score 14-8. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Windsor Greyhounds. We'll take a timeout, back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back after the timeout as the Windsor Greyhounds have just scored for the first time this afternoon. 3:32 to go in the first half. Windsor gets on the board on a 20-yard touchdown run by Dalton Witherspoon. Bobcats had a shot at him right at the line of scrimmage. He got away and another shot at him about 5 yards downfield. And he broke that tackle, then walked into the end zone. Witherspoon seemed to be a little bit shaken up on that play. Here's an onside kick attempt by Windsor. Ball is going to go. Finally, kick. Oh, did the Bobcats get it? Yeah, they did. Ball out of bounds as the Bobcat player was out of bounds when he touched it. Boy, that was a dangerous kick there.
It was.
Fair had a couple of opportunities to field it and didn't get on it. So Fair's going to get a good field position at their own 30-yard line. Fair with a pair of 65-yard-plus touchdown drives early in the game. But the offense has really been struggling the last three, four times they've had it at them. It's been because they've had the ball inside their own 10-yard line.
Yeah, I've got a little cushion now. They can settle down.
Got a little bit of room.
Play Bobcat football.
They'll come out here in a full house backfield, power eye formation, 3:32 to go in the half. They'll give it to Jackson Willison. Got a hole to run in. Out across the 30, 35. Pushes the pile all the way out to the 41-yard line. That's an 11-yard run on first down for Jackson Willison, the Fair Bobcats. Look to be getting their offensive game going again.
Feel like we should have gave that one to Zach Jones. He was pulling him.
He was pulling him. First and 10. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Fair Bobcats with a first and 10 out to the 41-yard line. Just good old power football. Power eye formation here. Bobcats give it to Jackson again. Running up in the inside. Breaks the tackle out across the 30, 45 to the 47-yard line and down. That's 7 more yards for Jackson Willison. I'll actually give him 6. Make a second down and 4 with 2:55 to go in the half. Fair with a 1-touchdown lead. That's only a 6-point lead. Well, you'd like to get another score before the half. Remember, Windsor will have the ball to start the second half. Power eye formation again. Fair gives it to the tailback. That's Willison. He's got a first down. And he's across the 50 down to the 46-yard line. 8 yards and a first down for the Fair Bobcats. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains.
90 yards on 16 carries for Jackson Willison.
2:35 to go. He's not done yet.
Nope.
Not in this half. Bobcats again, a power eye formation. They found something here with the power eye. It has really worked for them. Double tight set. They give it to Jackson again. This time he gets hit at the line and dives ahead for about a 1 yard gain to right on the 45-yard line. So Bobcats. Coach Billy Weber, who preaches, you got to win on first down. That time was not a win on first down. Second down and 9 with just over 2 minutes to go in the first half. By the way, Dalton Witherspoon, number 30 for Windsor, is back out there, but he looks still to be a little bit shaken up. Body language looks like he is tired. Second down and 9. Bobcats, a little misdirection. Landry's looking to throw the ball, looking to set his feet. Does. Dumps this one over the middle and is intercepted by Witherspoon at the 25-yard line. Witherspoon with the interception as the ball went right over the head of the Bobcat receiver. Witherspoon made the diving catch, and Windsor got the ball back with a minute 45 to go in the first half. I thought Landry should have run with that ball.
Yeah, I agree.
Looks like he had a little bit of room up there. He also had two receivers open. He just fired it a little bit high. Here come the Bobcats on a defensive set. Now bringing two players off the field. Now one going back on. Everybody gets off in time. Here we go. Oh, there's illegal motion against Windsor, but no call. They're going to throw this ball deep. This ball is going to be caught at the 45-yard line. Tackle immediately at the 40. Wow. Number 35 making the catch. That is Dylan White, and that was kind of a freebie, Adam, because Thayer was confused defensively.
Yeah, that was a 35-yarder.
Thayer was absolutely confused defensively, and that allowed the receiver to get open. I think Thayer Bobcats are still confused here. First and 10, Windsor with a minute 32 to go. They hand it off to Witherspoon, running up in the middle. He's going to power ahead for about a 5-yard gain. I'm not sure if I'm Billy Weber. I don't call a timeout right here because the defense seems to be a little bit lost right now.
I think I would have on the last play.
Yeah, I do too, but maybe getting settled down here now. Second down and 5, minute 13 to go in the first half. Here's the give to Dalton Witherspoon trying to get to the outside. Oh, he ran the wrong way, and Bobcats are going to drop him for a loss as he runs out of bounds to stop the clock. It'll be about a 3-yard loss. Going to bring up a third down and 8 with a minute 6 to play in the first half. He is elusive when he gets out there.
He is.
Picked up on, well, actually lost. Well, lost about 3. Third down and 8. Hawk stopped as he went out of bounds with a minute six to go in the half. Fair Bobcats trying to stop the Windsor Greyhounds again. They've got three receivers in a bunch on the far side, one on the near side, Dalton Witherspoon in the backfield. Dylan, the quarterback, makes the throw, caught by Witherspoon, and then taken out of bounds for another two-yard loss. So the completion, and actually 3 yards, is going to bring up fourth down in the 11. Witherspoon went out of bounds, and he is tired. You can tell by his body language, he is struggling out there right now. And now he goes to a knee. It'll be fourth and 11, Windsor, really no choice but to throw this or to go for it here on fourth down with exactly 1 minute to go. Stay tuned for the Thayer PCN halftime report. We'll have the first half stats for you, and we'll try and catch up on some of the other football going on this Saturday afternoon. Fourth and 11, Witherspoon in the backfield. That is Dylan Witherspoon. Dalton Witherspoon on his right hip, and now Windsor's going to call a third timeout. So third timeout of the half, Windsor Greyhounds call it, and we'll take a timeout. Thayer leads Windsor 14-8 with 1 minute to go in the first half. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We've got Black Friday deals to give you more ways to save for the holidays. Buy any AeroQuip chute, tub, or alley and receive a $100 Hirschfeed gift card. Vision wheel rims are buy two, get two free. Save 25% on men and women's tops and all regular priced boots. Twisted X shoes are buy one, get one half price. Don't forget to check out our clearance selection, including last year's outerwear. Sale is good Friday, November 26th through Saturday the 27th. Thayer location only.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
We're at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer, where the Thayer Bobcats have a 14-8 lead over the Windsor Greyhounds. Windsor did score just a couple of minutes ago. They got the ball back after an interception by Dalton Witherspoon, who has been Mr. Do-Everything for them. He punts. He's a halfback. Made an interception.
He took a couple snaps.
Scored on a 20-yard touchdown run. Yeah, he's taking some direct snaps. He's out there now along with brother Dylan, his twin brother, who is the quarterback. Fourth down and 11 for Windsor with a minute to go in the first half. They're at the Bobcat 42-yard line. Got to get down to the 32 for a first down. Witherspoon back looking to throw. Bobcat gets some pressure on him now. He's trying to run for it. Throws this one across the middle. Incomplete. And the Thayer Bobcats will take over. First and 10 at their own 42-yard line. Now decision time for Coach Billy Weber and the Thayer Bobcats with 53 seconds to go and the lead. Do you just run out the clock here on the first half, or do you take a couple of shots down the field? You know, they've had receivers open. Last time Thayer had the ball, they had Lane Grimes open. Ball was just a little bit overthrown. And another time, on the ball that was intercepted, had two receivers open. Ball was just thrown, and they're throwing against a pretty good wind.
Yeah, but I think is against a powerhouse in Windsor that they are, I'm going for the downs here.
Are you really?
Yep.
Well, they're in the power eye formation, and the quarterback's going to keep it running over the left side. That is Landry Pitts. He'll pick up about 5 or 6 yards. Landry on the keeper picks up 6 yards, moves the chains out to the 49-yard line. We're down to 42 seconds to play. I think Coach Weber, I think he just, you know, they might try something here on second down and 4. If it doesn't work, then, well, they're coming out of the power eye double tight. Second down and 4. Going to hand it to Willison. Willison cuts it back inside. He's got a first down inside the 45 to the 43-yard line. That's a 10-yard run for Jackson Willison. And with 19 seconds to go, clock will stop, and Coach Weber calls a timeout here. So Thayer down to the 42-yard line of the Windsor Greyhounds with 19 seconds to play in the first half. There's a timeout on the field. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
That was a first and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats at the Windsor 42-yard line. We come back from the timeout. 19 seconds to play here in the first half. We've got your Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report coming up. Windsor now comes back to the field after the timeout. Thayer Bobcat offense going to come with three receivers on the near side, two on the far side. Rowan Spencer, the deep one on the left sideline. That's who I'd watch right here. Andrew Pitts looking to throw a little quick out over the head of Magnuson, incomplete at about the 38. So Thayer trying to go a little underneath route. Lane Grimes streaking up the sideline. Had a couple of steps on the defender out there, number 35, Dylan White. So we'll see. That play may have been to set up this one. Second down and 10 with 16 seconds to go. I think the coaches were looking over that one, especially Matt Pitts up here in the booth, and saying, okay, here's who was open, here's who was not. Now let's go deep. 16 seconds to go. Second down and 10. Landry Pitts in shotgun, rolling to his right. Now going to have to tuck and run. He's to the 40, 35, and out of bounds. It'll bring up a third down after about a 7-yard pickup. So third down and 3 with 11 seconds to go. Well, third down and 4. Well, third down at about 4 yards to go for the first down. Take any run out the clock or go for the downs here. I think the way the defense has played, they've held Windsor to one touchdown. I think if you can get enough time to step into one, throw it to the end zone. You got two plays left with 11 seconds to go. Landry in shotgun. Rolling to his right, looking to throw, looking to throw, looking to throw. Oh, and he gets hammered back at the 43.
That's Caleb Eaton.
Caleb Eaton, number 6. He laid the smackdown on Landry Pitts. Landry shaking up on the play just a little bit. And that play will lose by 10 yards, and that will end the first half. So the sack ends the first half. Our score, 14-8. The Thayer Bobcats lead the Windsor Greyhounds. At the intermission here at Lewis Bosman Field, the Class 1 state quarterfinal matchup. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ready to change your life? Get started at Ozarka College. If you're looking for technical training or want to take courses for transfer to a university, Ozarka has a plan for you. Need a flexible schedule? Ozarka's online offerings make it easy. Best of all, going to Ozarka is affordable. Classes for spring semester begin January 18th, so apply today at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
We're excited to be growing in the West Plains community. Our new full-service Southern Bank location at 1599 Porter Wagner Boulevard offers all the same flexible solutions to fit your life. Stop by and see us Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you can't make it by during the day, our drive-through ITM video teller offers extended banking hours Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey, Steve, and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. It's halftime. Welcome to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. I bet you could order your pizza right now, have it in time for the end of this game at the Thayer Pizza Inn. Or stop by and see them. I think they got that buffet going this afternoon. Thayer Pizza Inn. All right, it's halftime. Thayer Bobcats with a lead, 14-8 over Windsor. Thayer actually had a 14-0 lead in this game. Both of the Thayer Bobcat touchdowns coming in the first 7 minutes of the game. Fair took the opening kickoff and drove it 67 yards down the field, scoring on a Jackson Willison two-yard run. Extra point, two-point conversion try was no good. And with 8:36 to go in the first quarter, Thayer had a 6-0 lead. They then held Windsor on a 3-and-out. Bobcats got the ball back, and a 65-yard drive culminated on a Jackson Willison 15-yard run. Two-point conversion was good to Fastlane Grimes, and the Thayer Bobcats had a 14-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. And both teams then just kind of traded the ball back and forth, but Windsor won the field position game. They actually punted on a fourth down play from inside the 50-yard line. They pinned the Thayer Bobcats back at the 2, forced the Bobcats to a 3-and-out, and then Windsor, for the rest of the half, had the ball in the Bobcat red zone. Thayer stopped them 3 times inside the 15-yard line, but eventually they managed to put one on the board, and it was Dalton Witherspoon with 3:32 to go in the first half. Broke loose on a 20-yard run. Two-point conversion was good, and Windsor pulled within 14-8, and that's how we have ended this first half. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the undefeated, number one ranked Windsor Greyhounds. Remember, they beat Thayer 14-12 last year in the state semifinals and went on to win the state championship. They are winners of 26 games in a row. Thayer Bobcats with the lead here at the half. Again, your score 14-8. Statman Adam is busy working on the stats. We'll take another break. First, I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight. They include the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Thayer Plant Food, and Thayer Farm Center, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, the Country Cottage Cafe, the official lunch spot of the Bobcat broadcast crew, Thayer Walmart Store, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center, and Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Alton. Let's take a time out. Back with your first half stats in just 2 minutes on the Thayer Peach Stand Halftime Report on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Red Bull Mike Race. You know, the rut is on right now, and that means it's just about time for us to go deer hunting. Before we do that, we need to go see Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains. You'll find all kinds of camo, boots, blinds, tree stands, shooting sticks, lots of attractants, hearing protection, optics so you can glass those deer. Everything you need after the hunt, too, at Monty's Outdoors. They've even got some .223 ammo in stock. And don't forget your license and tags at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, welcome back to the Peach Stand Halftime Report. I'm Red Bull Mike Crace. Statman Adams alongside and has been working on a very busy first half of stats. 14-8 is our score. Thayer Bobcats with a 6-point lead over the undefeated Windsor Greyhounds. We'll head over to the stat side of the booth and find out what the numbers look like for the first half.
Oh, yeah, really a pretty even game so far. We'll just start with the Windsor Greyhounds. Rushing-wise, they've got 98 yards. All of that, most of that, coming off the heels of Dalton Witherspoon, number 30. He's got 86 yards on 19 carries.
Wow.
They've got five first downs rushing and one touchdown. His brother Dylan Witherspoon has 18 yards rushing, but he is also 5 for 12 with 53 yards passing the ball with two first downs. That'll bring their first half totals to 151 yards with one touchdown and seven first downs total. Then you get to the Thayer Bobcats, and they have 124 yards rushing with two touchdowns, seven first downs. Jackson Willison has 101 yards on 18 carries. Landry Pitts has 26 yards on six carries. Passing-wise, Landry is 2 for 8 with 44 yards. Big pass to Rowan Spencer and a big one to Lane Grimes, or Kyron Magnuson, sorry. He's got two first downs and one interception. That'll bring their half totals to 168 yards with nine first downs and two touchdowns.
Yeah, and it seemed like a lot more action than that going on out there, but it's been a real good high school football game, and you expect when you get to the state quarterfinals and beyond that it's going to be real good football by two really good football teams, and this is really good football. I mean, we only had two penalties in the entire first half.
Yeah.
Thayer was called for
I think there were three
altogether. Offsides, and there were two penalties on Windsor, one on Thayer, so very clean half of football, and just two really good teams going at it here at Lewis Bosman Field this afternoon. Again, Thayer leads it 14-8. You're listening to the Thayer Halftime Report, brought to you by the Thayer Pizza Inn. We'll say thanks again to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game this afternoon, including the Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, and Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius in Willow Springs. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Welcome to your new home, guys.
We couldn't have done it without you.
Seriously.
Right? Right here.
Ready to buy a home? Whether it's a starter, a vacation, or a forever home, a RE/MAX agent has the market knowledge, experience, and skills to help find what you need, then secure the keys. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Give our team a call at 417-264-6161. Each office independently owned and operated.
It's time for families to enjoy the school sports scene once again. Everyone from Knox Orthopedics at No. 3 Medical Plaza wishes our many area athletes not only a winning season, but an injury-free season as well. If the unexpected should occur, however, Knox Orthopedics' four highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, can evaluate, diagnose, and successfully treat your injuries to get you back doing what you love sooner rather than later. Yes, they can fix that. Check them out at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Mike Robinson here with your Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. And, again, we have some scores from around the area we want to pass along to you. If you're joining us late, the Thayer Bobcats at the half leading Windsor 14-8. Ava lost to Lamar this afternoon 35-14 in the Class 2 quarterfinals. And looking at some of the other Class 1 quarterfinal games, we have looks like East Buchanan leading Penny 14-12 at last report. And it was Monroe City with a 22-0 lead over Haytie. And that was at halftime last report there. But been unable to get an update on the Marceline and Fayette game. And, of course, the winner of the Thayer-Windsor game will play the winner of that Marceline-Fayette game next week. So we'll try to get that Here we're working on trying to get a score on that one. So far we've had no luck, but as soon as we get that, we'll pass it along to you. Again, at the half, the Thayer Bobcats leading Windsor 14-8.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
All right, I want to make a correction real quick because I said that they would play the winner of Marceline Fayette, the winner of the game between Thayer and Windsor. That is wrong. They will play the winner of East Buchanan and Penny. And again, East Buchanan leading that by 2-14-12 at last report. We'll be back down to Lewis Bosman Field here in just a couple of minutes with more Bobcat football.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Small town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit laurenallenllc.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Back here at Lewis Bosman Field, you're listening to the Thayer Pizan Halftime Report. Just, about 3 minutes till we get things started here in the second half. So, Statman Adam, what do you think, Coach, you're talking about at the in the locker room at halftime? What adjustments do you think? I mean, for Thayer, they got to get the offense back on track, and they showed some signs of it there in the waning moments of the first half. And I guess for Thayer, it was just a matter of getting out from under the shadow of your own goalpost. I mean, those last three possessions, all inside their own 10-yard line, and two of them inside the five. So really, you got to reestablish some field position by winning the field position game.
Yeah, I think they talked about winning the field position and making sure the defense stays up, because if the offense is down a little bit, that defense does have to step up a little bit.
And, of course, if you're Windsor, you've got to figure out a way to score on this defense. And it really looked like, I know he carried the ball 19 times in the first half, but toward the end of the first half, the Witherspoon kid, Dalton Witherspoon, he really looked winded. We both kind of caught it, the body language out there on the field. I mean, he was hands on his hip. He was going to a knee pretty frequently.
And watching him out here at the halftime little mid-game warm-up they do, he's still got that same body language.
Yeah, so, you know, he may be a little bit spin out there.
You know, the Windsor Greyhounds, they've put up 46 points a game. They're not a lot of times, if you're putting up 46 points a game or the starters playing that whole
four
game.
Four quarters, yeah. And that could come into play here in this one. Of course, they had a blowout win last week in their district championship game as well. So, as Adam just said, they average over 40 points a game. Matter of fact, they average going 42 points a game. Thayer Bobcats have allowed just 8 in the first half, but a lot of football left to play. We'll take one more break. We'll be back with our second half kickoff in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hey, gang, Taylor Grewball Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains is under construction, and they need to make room for the heavy construction equipment. Come in, take advantage of the savings.
Find new roads at Taylor Grewball Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, and get great buys from nice guys.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
First Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
We've got Black Friday deals to give you more ways to save for the holidays. Buy any AeroQuip chute, tub, or alley and receive a $100 Hirsch Feed gift card. Vision wheel rims are buy two, get two free. Save 25% on men and women's tops and all regular priced boots. Twisted X shoes are buy one, get one half price. Don't forget to check out our clearance selection, including last year's outerwear. Sale is good Friday, November 26th through Saturday the 27th. Thayer location only.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back ready for our second half. Thayer Bobcats with a 14-8 lead as we head to the third quarter. Hope you enjoyed this afternoon's Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Again, probably get you a pizza delivered before the start of the fourth quarter if you're out there listening to this one or watching the live video stream. And we want to welcome you that are watching the video stream. It's brought to you by the Walmart store in Thayer, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer, Ozark Hills Insurance in Thayer, and the Pig Fit Gym and Fitness Center in Thayer. Here we go. Bobcats to kick it off, and it's taken by Dalton Witherspoon to the 35-yard line, looking to get up the sideline. Bobcats cut him down at about the 42. Young man, you know, his body language, Adam, it looks like he's ready to come out of the game, but when he touches the ball, he just
perks up.
He perks up. but he, I mean, he's kind of, you know, favoring one leg a little bit out there, walking around, his hands on his hips.
That is a senior athlete that is not coming out of this game.
Not ready to quit, and you got to admire that. So first and 10, Windsor at the 44-yard line, our own 44-yard line. Here comes our first play of the second half, and they've got Witherspoon in the backfield. Witherspoon at quarterback, and they have to hand the ball off to Witherspoon, running up over the right side, breaks the tackle out to the 50, and going to be game tackled at about the 48-yard line. That's a good run on first down, and the offensive line of the Windsor Greyhounds pushed that Bobcat defensive line backwards, 8 yards on the pickup. And Witherspoon working on a 100-yard game here this afternoon. I want to say hi to my Uncle Chris, listening to the ball game up in St. Louis and watching the live video stream. Appreciate that. There comes Windsor on a second down and short yardage. Bobcats looking to jump on defense. They don't. Here's a give to a Witherspoon trying to get to the outside. He got a first down and taken out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Mark Spencer, nope. Who was that made that stop over there? Lane Grimes and the Thayer Bobcats number 7, Eric Simers, making the stop on the sideline, but not before a 4-yard pickup and a first down for Dalton Witherspoon and the Windsor Greyhounds. We're going to get a steady dose of Dalton Witherspoon right here. First and 10 at the 45-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. Defense trying to get a stop. Here's again. This is the other back. He turns it up to the 45. Going to get hit right there and brought down by Mark Spencer. Beautiful open field tackle. J.J. Hall will pick up no yardage on the play. So no gain on the play. They get second down and 9 or second down and 10. Mark Spencer, beautiful play by the Bobcats sophomore. Second down and 10 for the Windsor Greyhounds. They send two receivers, nope, one wide to the far side. Bring in two new offensive players here. Two backs in the backfield. One next to the other to the right side of the quarterback, Witherspoon. He's going to run the option play. Bobcats giving chase. Now he pitches it out to Dalton Witherspoon, and he gets taken out of bounds after about a 3-yard pickup. Third down and long coming up here for the Windsor Greyhounds. Dalton Witherspoon run out of bounds at about the 42-yard line. Third down and about 7. Just underway here in the second half. Thayer leads it 14-8. Bobcats haven't scored since the 5:01 mark of the first quarter. They've been playing a lot of defense in this game. Third down and 7 here for Windsor, probably in 4-down territory. Witherspoon the quarterback. backs up off the line. Now checks his arm pad, calls a new play. Changing it up at the line. Bobcats with a bunch in the box. Here's the give to Witherspoon running up in the middle. Bobcats hit him at the line. Mean Austin Green going to make a stop. That'll be about a one-yard pickup. That'll bring up fourth down and five for Windsor. Again, inside the 45-yard line, got to think they're going to go for it here. Their defense has been really good. The entire second quarter, they kept the Bobcats out of the end zone. And they bring new people on. They're going to punt this ball. They're going to play the field position again. Adam, I think that's a pretty smart move.
Yeah, I agree. Dalton Witherspoon's got 103 yards on the night.
They're going to pin the Bobcats back deep, or at least try again, and get this field position battle won. Now, Owen Witherspoon's going to run for it. And he may not get there. He cuts it up. He's across the 40 and out of bounds. He did not get enough for the first
down.
He's
on the spot.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's awful generous.
Yes, oh, it was a generous spot, and it's going to be a first down. Yes, wow. It is. Picked up 6 yards. He needed five. Dalton Witherspoon on a fake punt moves to chains for Windsor. Bobcats got to get a spy on that guy. I thought they had a shot at getting him in the backfield as they were giving chase, but he was just too quick getting around the corner. And a first down for the Windsor Greyhound. They're in that bunch again. Got the ball to Dylan Witherspoon, trying to get to the outside. Got a blocker out in front. He cuts it up. Sidesteps the tackler and dives down to about the 25. This will be a nice pickup on first down. Picks up 8 yards on the play. Make it second down and two. Windsor's got something going here on the ground against this Bobcat defense. They've been in the red zone 4 times, looking to get back in there again. Second down and two. Witherspoon and shotgun gives to Brother Dalton. He fumbles the football, but he got right back on it. But it'll be a 2-yard loss for Dalton Witherspoon as he fumbles the ball back to the 26. So third down now and about 3. We've only had 1 turnover in this game. That was an interception by Windsor just before the half.
Just get word that the East Buchanan Penny Hamilton game is final. East Buchanan 22, Hamilton 12.
So East Buchanan a winner.
Yep.
East Buchanan the winner. So the winner of this game will play East Buchanan in the state semifinals. Third down at about 4. Here to give to Witherspoon. He powers ahead inside the 20 to about, or 25 to about the 24. Picks up a couple. It's going to bring up fourth down and 2 for Windsor. And we're going to call it the red zone inside the 25-yard line. Windsor on a big fourth down play here. Can the Bobcats get a stop? They almost stopped him at the line. Kid strong. He managed to power ahead. He's going to take a direct snap here. Dalton, nope. Yeah, he does take the direct snap, tricking to get to the outside. Bobcats has stopped it. They stop him at the line, and this will be a turnover on downs by Windsor. Bobcats have got a man shaking up on the play. Over that far side, that is Landry Pitts. Kind of limping around. I think he took a shot to the leg. And this, there's no way he got, no, he's not even close. And the Thayer Bobcats have held Windsor for a 4th time in the red zone. Thayer Bobcat offense get back out on the field. In first possession of the second half for Thayer, who really moved the ball well right before the intermission when they got out from, you know, outside their own 10-yard line. So Windsor turns it over on downs after running 4 minutes off the clock. Thayer Bobcats have got it with a 1-touchdown lead, 14-8. Bear ball, 1st and 10. This first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Trying to get the chains all set out here now. And I don't know what the discussion is here. Now, I think Windsor wants to bring on the chains and measure.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening here.
So they're gonna bring, I don't think this is even close. Unless he got a really good spot, because he got hit behind the line of scrimmage. And he may be tall, but I don't think he's that tall. He needed a full 2 yards. And the down marker, and I don't know how you can do this when you'd already moved the chains. They'd already moved the chains, or at least picked them up. So I don't know. This is, and now they picked the ball up.
Nope, there's 2 balls out there.
Oh, 2 balls, okay. Yeah, see, it's a full yard and a half short.
Like, why would you even allow him to pull that on with that?
Yeah, I don't know. The head coach, I guess, can demand that you look at it, but that wasn't even close. That's kind of grasping the straws right there.
I think he's just trying to get an extra break.
That may have been. Because his team, really, the body language out there looks like they are really tired. Bobcats jam out on a 1st and 10. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. They give the Jackson Willison running up the left side. Jackson powers it out to near the 30-yard line on a first down play. That's a good 6-yard pickup by Jackson Willison for the Thayer Bobcats. So Bobcats win on first down. I think we get a steady diet of J. Will here in this third quarter, don't you?
I believe so, yes. I'm going to guess that it's going to be a Willison.
7:40 and counting to go. Thayer with a 1-touchdown lead and the football. Second down and 4. The Bobcats in the huddle. 23 seconds to go on the play clock. Can the offense drive it down the field? A 67-yard drive and 65-yard drive. This would end up being about a almost 80-yard drive, 78-yard drive if they complete it. Split backfield. Landry up under center. Long signal count. Gives it right up the middle. It's going to be about a 2-yard pickup. This is Griffin Willison running over the left side. We'll pick up about 3. And maybe pretty close to the first down marker. And it is a first down. 4 yards on the pickup for G. Will. Griffin Willison with a first down.
First down of the half for the Bobcats.
And a first down in a while. Well, they had one right before the right before the intermission. But the Bobcats with a first down. Excuse me, that first down brought to you by the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. 1st and 10 at their own 33-yard line. Bobcats in a power eye formation again. Double tight set. Give it to Jackson Willison. He steps over a tackler. Breaks a tackle to 45. After the 50-yard line. Brought down at the 49. Jackson Willison, 17 yards and a first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Ball sits just inside the 50-yard line. Thayer Bobcats got something going here. Boy, Jackson had a big hole, and he jumped over a tackler who was laying on the ground and went for another 7 yards. 1st and 10, Thayer Bobcats at midfield. Maybe trying to turn over the, if nothing else, turn over the field position game.
Yep.
Bobcats with a little bit of a breeze in their face here. Really, the flags are whipping kind of across the field now. Thayer in a split back formation. Grimes wide to the near side here to give up in the middle. And going to be about a 2-yard pickup. I believe that was Griffin Willison. No, it was Jackson. Jackson picks up about 2 on the play, running over the left side. So 2nd down and long for the Thayer Bobcats. Down to 5:40 to go in this third quarter. Neither team has scored here. Midway through the period, Thayer leads it 14-8. Windsor's got to be scratching their heads over there going, what do we got to do to score against this team?
Yeah.
They've had ample opportunities and just could not break the defense and get into the end zone, with the exception of that 1 20-yard run. Bobcats in a power eye on 2nd down and 8. They give it to Willison. Willison running up in the middle, breaks another tackle, and going to get a first down, depending on the spot, out to about the 40 and a half-yard line. He's going to be a half a yard shy of the first down. So 7 yards on the pickup for Jackson Willison. And boy, Thayer on that right side of that offensive line, they're really busting it up out there.
Yeah, they're really starting to dominate this defensive line.
3rd down and less than a yard to go here for a 1st and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. We want to welcome those of you again watching on the live video stream. And remember, thanks to the folks at the Pig Fit Gym and Fitness Center in Thayer, Ozark Hills Insurance, Hirsch Feed and Farm, Shelter Insurance, and Walmart in Thayer. 3rd down and 1. Power eye formation for the Thayer Bobcats. Got to get to the 40 for a 1st down. Willison's got it. He's got the 1st down and more. Breaks it all the way down to the 30-yard line. Ball came out, but the officials immediately said he's down, and that is a 10-yard pickup and a 1st down for the Thayer Bobcats. 1st down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Thayer down to the 31-yard line of the Windsor Greyhounds. Windsor only allowed 11 points per game all season long. Thayer's already put 14 on them and are moving the football here with 4:19 to go.
They're starting to move it in
the third quarter.
Yardage.
Yeah, they are.
Well, 17, a 10, an 8.
Willison's up to 144 for the game. Had 199 last week against undefeated number 4-ranked Marionville in that Bobcat victory. Well, Thayer just really letting the clock run here, down to 17 seconds on the play clock. Thayer comes to the line on a first down. Again, power eye formation, double tight set. Now man going in motion, and the Bobcats running to the left to Jackson Willison. And he's going to get inside the 30 to the 26-yard line. The Thayer Bobcats are in the Community First Banking Company red zone on a second down and six after a four-yard pickup for the Thayer Bobcats. Now the official calling Spencer overlooking. I think they thought he had some blood on his uniform. They don't find any. Defensive substitution into the game. Big number 44. Well, that's a big kid.
Yes, he is.
And he's not listed in the program. Bringing somebody off the bleachers. I'm just kidding, of course. Actually, it's Coleman Fowler. He is listed. 59 or 44. Second down and five for the Thayer Bobcats. They give it to Willison again, running this time over the left side. Breaks a tackle. He's into the clear to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Cuts it back in, powers it down to the one-yard line. Jackson Willison from the 27 to the 1. Jackson Willison with a 26-yard run. And the Thayer Bobcats in the Community First Banking Company red zone take it down to the 1, actually the well, it's about the one-yard line. It'll be first and goal to go for the Thayer Bobcats with 2:48 and the clock running here in the third quarter at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. Bobcat offenses look really good to start this second half. Coach Weber calling the play in from the sideline. Bobcats in the huddle, 20 seconds on the play clock. Getting a little rest here on offense. 2:30 to go in the game. And again, that power eye formation. Double tight set. And Landry Pitts on the quarterback sneak dives in. Did he get the touchdown? Landry Pitts in for the one-yard quarterback sneak. And the Thayer Bobcats have taken a 20-8 lead over the Windsor Greyhounds here at Lewis Bosman Field. A 78-yard touchdown drive in the third quarter. And the Thayer Bobcats score on a quarterback sneak.
Boy,
1 yard.
You could tell they hadn't scored in a while. This crowd erupted.
Yeah. Well, a little bit of breathing room now if you're a Thayer Bobcat fan. Thayer will go for two here on the extra point. Landry Pitts. Oh, and a busted play. Pitts going to try and run for it.
He's
breaks
it.
The tackle, and he's into the end zone for the two-point conversion. The play got stuffed at the line of scrimmage. Landry took a step back and sprinted to the far side for the two-point conversion. So the two-point is good, and that makes it 22-8. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Windsor Greyhounds. We'll take a timeout. We've got a kick coming in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Time for a change? We'll try Pete's Inn of Thayer's all-new house pan pizza made with fresh, never-frozen dough, made in-house daily, topped with fresh ingredients and 100% real mozzarella cheese, and it's pan-fried to a crispy golden brown crust. What goes better than football season and pizza? Call 417-264-3800 for carry-out or delivery, or visit PeteSIn.com to place your order now for the Pete's Inn of Thayer. And they say, go Bobcats.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, after being pretty quiet there for a while, Thayer Bobcat fans are fired up again as the Thayer Bobcats have just scored, just completed a 78-yard touchdown drive that culminated on a 1-yard touchdown run by Landry Pitts. He also ran for the 2-point conversion, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it now by 2 touchdowns, 22-8 over the undefeated Greyhounds from Windsor, Missouri, here at the kickoff. Low kick is going to hit. This ball is not going to go 10 yards. Thayer better down it. And it's going to be great field position for Windsor inside the Bobcat 45-yard line. So Zach Jones didn't get much of the ball, kind of pushed it straight up in the air. And Windsor is going to get this ball in great field position at the Thayer 43-yard line. So that's a little turn of events here after Thayer just ignited the crowd. And now you give Windsor back the ball inside the 45. That's not good. But the defense has been really good. They've stopped Windsor four times inside the red zone, including once here in the third quarter. Twins are in shotgun formation. Witherspoon will pitch it to the other Witherspoon. Bobcats are going to bring him down for a 5-yard loss. Actually ran out of bounds, but Jackson Willison out there to force him out of bounds. It's going to be about a 4-yard loss, actually, back to the 47.5-yard line. Counting down to 2 minutes to play, and he ran out of bounds, so that stops the clock. Second down and 14 coming here for the Windsor Greyhounds at midfield. Thayer Bobcats trying to advance to the state semifinals for a second consecutive year. A lot of football to play here at Lewis Bosman Field. Man going in motion for Windsor. Quarterback look to throw the football, throws it over the middle, is caught and tackled immediately as a receiver. That is number 6, Caleb Eaton. And it's going to end up being about a half a yard on the completion to Eaton in the middle. Give him one. It'll be third down and 13 now for Windsor with a minute 50 to go in the third quarter. Bobcats sniffed that play out. I mean, as soon as he caught it, he got hammered down. And Eaton going out of the ballgame. Number 35 checks in. Dylan White probably looking for a little more speed. He goes to the edge. Three receivers on the right side. Witherspoon in the backfield. Don't forget about that halfback pass because they throw it well. Here the option play again. Witherspoon going to keep it. Now pitches to the outside. Witherspoon's got some run. He's inside the 40. He's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 32. That's going to be a first down on a 14-yard pickup for Dalton Witherspoon. Boy, this kid's tough. And again, the body language. Look at him walking back to the huddle. He looks like he's absolutely exhausted, and then he gets the ball, and he just takes off. Good running back. Good player.
Yeah.
He'll leave the backfield here. He's going to line up as a short side receiver. They hand the ball off to number 3. This is the quarterback coming from the edge. He breaks a tackle, cuts it upfield. He's going for a touchdown. Dylan Witherspoon, a little misdirection and a 32-yard touchdown run. Well, they pulled that one deep out of the playbook. They lined the quarterback up on the left side as a wideout. And he went all the way across the formation and scores on a 32-yard touchdown run, Dalton Witherspoon. And that pulls Windsor back to within a touchdown with a minute 12 to go here. Two-point conversion try to come. And they're going to line up in the swinging gate. They don't think anybody can stop the Witherspoon boys. So they're in the swinging gate. See what they do. Bobcats should be familiar with this. Dylan Witherspoon lined up at quarterback. Dalton Witherspoon is back there with him. They're going to run the option, and they're going to score easily. Yeah, it wasn't even close. Bobcats looked like they were totally confused by the swinging gate at them.
And I don't know how you can be confused about it.
They've been running that for 30 years.
Yeah.
Wow. So a two-point conversion is good. That makes it 22-16. Thayer Bobcats with a lead as both teams have scored here in the third quarter. Boy, it didn't take long for Windsor to score after getting a great field position on the kickoff. So they score the touchdown with a minute 12 to go. Was a 32-yard run by Dylan Witherspoon. And the two-point conversion is good. We're getting ready for the kickoff here. Thayer Bobcat football this afternoon brought to you in part by Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley and Thayer, the Moart Stockyards, Knox Orthopedic and Mountain Home in West Plains, FNBC Community Bankers, Lauren Perkins Allen, Attorney at Law, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil and Thayer, Southern Bank and Thayer, along with Ozarka College and Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. I'd watch for an onside kick or something similar right here.
Just get word that Haytai came back and beat Monroe City 26-22.
Wow, and they were down big at halftime.
Yeah, and Marceline tops Fayette 21-20.
All right, so Haytai, Marceline, and East Buchanan have all advanced. This is the final game yet to be decided in Class 1 in the quarterfinal round. Winner here will play East Buchanan. And an obvious onside kick coming here. And up, they kick a little low liner. Bobcats will field it and bring it in to 37-yard line. Pretty good field position for the Thayer Bobcats at their own 37-yard line. A minute 10 to go. Thayer up by 6, 22-16. Is our score. 22-16 the score. So East Buchanan has won.
Yep.
Haytai has won. Boy, we know how good those Indians are. And Marceline has won. So Marceline and Haytai in one semifinal. East Buchanan in the other. Against either Thayer or Windsor. Minute 10 to go. Thayer with a first and 10 for their own 37. They turn, give it to Jackson Willison. He breaks one tackle. Can't break a second. He'll pick up about 3... Well, one official has him for about a 3-yard gain. The other one has him for a 1-yard gain. And it'll be about a 2-yard pickup. All out to near the 30, about the 38 and a half. So about one, actually. Clock running with a minute to go. In the third quarter, there Bobcats need to put together another drive here. Like to get that 2-score lead. As we head toward the fourth quarter, Bobcats in a power eye formation again. Landry Pitts up under center. Turn, gives it to Willison. Got a big hole. He breaks the tackle, cuts it back in. First down on a 14-yard run by Jackson Willison out to the 50-yard line. What a run by Jay Will. Boy, he looked quick on that play.
Yes, he did. You see that block by Kyron Magnuson?
I did see that block. It sprung that one for 14 yards and a first down, and Willison now with 189 yards rushing.
What a night.
What an afternoon.
I think he really likes running the ball in the daylight.
I think he likes running it to the right. Come the Bobcats. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Power eye formation again for Thayer. They'll give it to Willison. Willison running up the middle, breaks the tackle, spins down inside the 45 to the 44. Good 6-yard run on first down for Jackson Willison and the Thayer Bobcats. And Jay Will and even Griffin, I mean, they are so deceiving.
Yeah.
Because they're not very big, 5'9", 5'10". But Jackson goes 205, and Griffin goes about 210. And now Windsor wants a timeout. I hope that's the end of the third quarter.
Yeah.
End of the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats with the lead, 22-16 over the Windsor Greyhounds. We're back with a second down play for the Thayer Bobcats in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at Lewis Bosman Field. Thayer Bobcats with a second down and 4. On the first play of the fourth quarter, Thayer with a 1-touchdown lead and trying to add to it here. Second and 4 from the 44-yard line. They turn, give it to Jackson Willison, running over the right side. He'll get a first down on a 7-yard pickup. Jackson Willison inside the 40 to the 38-yard line.
With that carry, he's got 202 yards.
202 yards on the afternoon with a whole quarter of football left to go. There, Bobcats running at will here in the second half. First time they had the football, they had a 78-yard touchdown drive for a touchdown. Windsor, to their credit, came back less than 2 minutes, actually less than a minute later, and scored on a long touchdown run by their quarterback to get back to within one score. Thayer taking their time here, down to 11 and a half minutes to play in the game. A first down for the Thayer Bobcats, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Power eye formation. Thayer's been in it just about all afternoon long. They turn, give it to Willison again, running right up the gut. That big offensive line just driving the defense off the ball. That one takes it down to the 33-yard line. That is another 5-yard pickup for the Thayer Bobcat offense, and that's what they're wanting to do right now, Adam. Pick them up 5 or 6 at a time, keep that clock running in the middle of the field, and keep the ball away from the Windsor Greyhounds. Winner of this game will play East Buchanan next Saturday afternoon in the state semifinals. And I think since it's East Buchanan, if Thayer wins, that game will be at East Buchanan.
I believe so.
I think it's what we understand is Thayer now sending a man in motion, running over the left side, Jackson Willison, and going to be close to the first down marker. He's down to the 28, 27. Another good run. Windsor got a player down on the field. It's going to be just shy of the first down by about a yard.
Nope, they say first down.
Oh, they did get the first down. Wow, six-yard pickup for Jackson Willison. And a first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. And the Thayer Bobcats are in the Community First Banking Company red zone. A little chuckle from the crowd. Our sign waiver down there has his sign upside down. he has a sign he holds up when the Bobcats get a first down, and it was upside down. Bobcat fans having some fun with a one-touchdown lead. Great game this afternoon. First and 10, Bobcats. Inside the 30-yard line, the Community First Banking Company red zone. They give it to Jackson Willison. Jumps over the pile. Still on his feet. Spins out. Still on his feet and down inside the 20-yard line. What a run for Jackson Willison. He's going to pick up 8 yards on a play that was blown up at the line of scrimmage. He dove over the pile, landed on top of somebody, and had the wherewithal to keep running. What a run by the senior. Willison, is he at 200 yet?
221.
221. And counting. 9:29 to go in the ballgame. Thayer in the Community First Banking Company red zone on a second down and 2. Ball rests right along the 20-yard line. They got to get to about the 18 for a first down, and Thayer just letting his clock run. Play clock down to 20. They're still in the huddle. Every second going off is another second that Windsor doesn't have the football. Second down, 2 yards to go. Thayer comes to the huddle with 9 seconds to go. Power eye formation again. Landry Pitts up under center. Takes the snap, gives it to Jackson. Jackson spins at the line and is going to get a first down. What a run again by the senior. He's down to the 16-yard line. And a first down on a 4-yard pickup. Thayer Bobcats move the chains. A first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Thayer Bobcats have it first and 10, right about to 17. Can the Windsor defense stand tall here and stop the Bobcats in the red zone? They have not stopped us in the red zone all night long.
No, they have not.
Except for the 1 2-point conversion try. And that was kind of a busted play. Well, Thayer again taking their time in the huddle. Play clock down to 13 as they break the huddle with 8:22 to go in the game. Thayer looking to go up 2 scores here as we play in the fourth quarter. Landry Pitts up under center. First down play going to Jackson Willison. Spins into the line. Falls ahead. Gets it down to about the 12-yard line. This time it'll be a 3-yard penalty. We got a penalty flag coming down. Yep. What's that going to be?
I believe a Windsor player just kicked a down Bobcat.
Really?
What I seen.
All right, we'll see what the officials call here, but that flag went way high in the air. And it is going to be a personal foul against Windsor. Yep. Frustration setting in for the Windsor football team. I was actually looking at the sideline.
Yeah, the far sideline judge called it on a player on this side.
This side?
Yeah.
So that's going to be a first down. It'll be half the distance to the goal line. It's going to be first and goal to go from about the 4-yard line for the Thayer Bobcats. And you hate to see that.
Yep.
Something like that kind of marring what's been a really good football game.
Yeah.
Almost penalty-free football game. Now the officials getting together to see what...
Now they're moving the ball.
Now they're moving the ball back. All right, so instead of the... All right, so they're going half the distance. Yeah, that looks a little more like it, I think. And it'll take the ball back to about the 8-yard line? Yeah. 5-yard line.
8-yard line.
Yeah, somewhere. It's closer to about the 6. They're down on that end where we can't see real good. But judging where the first down marker is and the 10, yeah, it's about the 5 or 6. First and goal to go, however you want to spice it up, in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Thayer Bobcats with 7:45 to play in the game, looking to go up by 2 scores. Power eye formation. Landry Pitts up under center. Turn gives it to Jackson Willison. He dives inside his blocker and will pick up a couple. Not much on the game there. I know you kind of want to keep Jackson going because he's running well, but boy, it might be time to
slip one to
cross
Griff.
Him up and give one to Griff or even give one to Grimes. He's back there in that blocking spot in that power eye formation. Might want to mix it up just a little bit here. Maybe go with a quick pitch. Second down and goal to go from about the 4-yard line. Thayer Bobcats down to 7 minutes, and again, they're milking this clock. Play clock down to 15. They'll break the huddle here at about 12. Now they go to the line. 9 seconds on the play clock. Thayer again in the power eye. Under 7 minutes to play. Second down and goal from the four. Give it to Willison. Willison cuts it back against the grain. Dives over a tackler. And going to get down to about the 2 yard line. Picks up a couple of more. It'll be third down and goal to go. Thayer obviously in four down territory here. Bobcat fans on the edge of their seat. They know how important this touchdown could be. And there's still a lot of football. This is a quick strike team from Windsor.
As they just proved.
32 yards in one play. They took that kick and went 45 yards in, what, three plays?
Yep.
In less than a minute. Last time they had it. So here come the Bobcats. Third down and goal to go. Ball sits, looks like about the 2.5, maybe 3 yard line. Again, power eye formation to give it to Willison. Willison diving over the pile. This time gets stacked up. And looks like they're going to mark him short of the goal line. Look like Marcus Allen driving. I know a lot of you don't know who Marcus Allen is. Anyway, it looked like the great Marcus Allen trying to dive over the pile into the end zone, and he stopped at the 1 yard line.
What a play.
Fourth and goal to go from the 1 yard line. Do you get behind your pads and power this thing into the end zone?
I'd get in that box.
Do you get in the, that's what I was going to say. Do you get in the box and power it ahead? Bobcat fans on their feet.
Windsor fans on their feet.
Well, most of them have been standing the whole time anyway.
Well, the rest of them are on their feet. Yeah.
Big play here. Fourth and goal to go from the one. 5:20 to play. Thayer looking to go up 2 touchdowns. They come out in a power T formation. Landry pits up under center. And we got a penalty. Bobcats jumping offside. Yep. Somebody up there on the line is going to jump. That'll back them up 5. It's going to be fourth and goal to go now from about the 6 yard line. Oh, my. And the Bobcat crowd draws silent. And we're going to get a timeout call by the Thayer Bobcats here. Fourth and goal to go from about the 6 yard line coming up for the Thayer Bobcats. Let's take a break. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We're excited to be growing in the West Plains community. Our new full-service Southern Bank location at 1599 Porter Wagner Boulevard offers all the same flexible solutions to fit your life. Stop by and see us Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you can't make it by during the day, our drive-through ITM video teller offers extended banking hours Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
We've got 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play in a football game here at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. Thayer Bobcats with a fourth and goal to go from the 6 yard line with a 22-16 lead. So, Adam, here's the situation. If you score, you go up 2 touchdowns. If you don't, well, I guess the good part is if Windsor got the ball at their own 6 yard line.
Yeah.
If you don't score, but you give them the ball with 5 minutes remaining, only down by 6 points.
And that's a scary thought.
And they have quick strike capability. So, this is a huge play in this game right here. 5 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Bobcats on a fourth and goal from the 6 yard line. Power eye formation. Landry Pitts. Little fake, looking to roll to his left, rolling to his left, going to try and run for it, and he's going to get stopped at the 5 yard line. Windsor has held the Thayer Bobcats on a fourth and goal from the 6, and the Windsor Greyhounds are going to take over the football at their own 5 yard line. That was a big play.
That was.
Big play. Windsor stood their ground. Now the Thayer Bobcat defense has got to come up big, and they've been big so far in this game. They've only allowed Windsor 16 points, average 14 a game. I would certainly have somebody bird-dogging Witherspoon.
Both of them.
Both of them. Dalton Witherspoon gives to his brother. No, he's going to keep it. Dalton Witherspoon trying to get to the outside. He better get out of the end zone. Bobcats are going to stop him right at the line. Tackle right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play, and the clock will continue to run as he did not get out of bounds. It'll be 2nd and 10, Windsor from their own 5-yard line. Big play out there by the Thayer Bobcats. That was Rowan Spencer. Came up and threw down the quarterback. Well, they tried a little razzle-dazzle. That time, the Thayer Bobcats stayed home and didn't fall for it. Number seven, by the way, checking in the game for Thayer. Eric Simer at one corner. Rowan Spencer, the other. A pair of sophomores on the edge. Lane Grimes, excuse me. Bobcats safety. Windsor comes out here with 4 minutes and change to go. They give the handoff up in the middle. That is Witherspoon trying to get the outside. Bobcats will drop him for a loss.
Is that a safety?
All the way back at the two-yard line. Bobcats with a huge defensive play. He's actually at the one-yard line. So a loss of 3 yards. It's going to be third down and 13 from the, well, looks to be about the 1.5 or 2 yard line.
Got to keep your focus here if you're the Bobcats.
Yeah, got to get a stop right here. Make them punt that ball out of the end zone. 3:45 to go in the game. Windsor looking to convert on a third down and 13 from the goal line. Pitch it out to Witherspoon. Austin Green gives chase. Austin Green hits him, sticks him up, and he's tackled. He'll pick up about 6, but he needed 13. It'll bring up a fourth down play for Windsor with 3:29 to go. It'll be fourth and about 5. So here's the question. Inside your own 10-yard line, can you go for it?
I think they're going to go for it.
Or do you give the Thayer Bobcats the ball back? Fourth and a short 5 yards for Windsor. 3:09 to play. They give it to Witherspoon. Witherspoon hit at the line and dropped the Thayer Bobcats. It stopped him.
Wow.
Mean Austin Green and company make the stop at the 10-yard line. The Thayer Bobcats have got the ball back in the Community First Banking Company red zone. 3 minutes remain in the game. Thayer Bobcats trying to stop the 26-game winning streak of the Windsor Greyhounds, the defending and undefeated state champions. And Thayer here, and I know you want to score, but they can really work on the clock.
Yes, they can.
The only problem with that is they only got 10 yards to go.
But they got four downs.
They got four downs. Thayer Bobcats in the power eye formation. They turn, give it to Jackson Willison. Willison running up in the middle. He'll dive ahead for about 3-4 yards. 4 yards on the play, and that'll keep the clock running with 2:49 to go. Thayer in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Second down at about 6. According to the chains, they could get a touch. They could get a first down without a touchdown. According to the chains, we're down to 2.5 minutes to go. Thayer Bobcats knocking on the door of a second straight trip to the state semifinals. Looks like it'll be a road trip next Saturday afternoon to East Buchanan. And where that is, I have no idea.
Nope, not looked it up yet. It's going to be Buchanan.
2:15 to go. 8 seconds on the play clock. Thayer comes to the line on a second down and 6. Landry Pitts will give to Jackson Willison. He dives up into the hole, going to pick up a couple on the play. I think getting a score right here is probably pretty elementary and kind of, well, there's a timeout called by Windsor. So with 2 minutes to go, we got a timeout on the field. Thayer leads the Windsor Greyhounds by a score of 22-16. We'll be back with a third down play in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Thayer Bobcats with 2:02 to play in the game, have a 22-16 lead. They've also got the football in the Community First Banking Company red zone of the Windsor Greyhounds. Third down and about 4 yards to go. Thayer could get a first down without scoring a touchdown. And you know what? That might not be a bad thing. Get that first down and a new set of downs and run some more time off that clock. Thayer Bobcat football today brought to you in part by your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the law office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, and Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer. Bobcats in the huddle. Here we go. Third down and four from about the 5-yard line. Thayer Bobcats looking to convert. Landry Pitts turns, pitches it to Willison. He's got a touchdown. Willison over the right side, touchdown. And a penalty flag for a late hit on Windsor. Penalty flag coming flying high. We're going to get our second personal foul against the Windsor Greyhounds here in the last 2 minutes of this game. I mean, Willison was into the end zone, and somebody bulldogged him out there and made the play. Or are they going to call this on Thayer?
Griffin's saying it's on.
Touchdown is good. And then did a personal foul on Windsor. Yep. So Windsor kind of coming unglued here. And Jackson Willison scores with a minute 57 to go to make it 28-16 with a two-point conversion here to come. So Willison with his third touchdown of the afternoon, Adam.
Yeah, he's also got 244 yards on the night.
6 yards, 244. What a game by the Bobcat senior. Two-point conversion try here from the half-yard line. They give it to Willison. Two-point conversion is good. And Thayer leads it 24-16 with a minute 57 to play at Lewis Bosman Field. We'll have a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Red Bull Mike Race. You know, the rut is on right now, and that means it's just about time for us to go deer hunting. Before we do that, we need to go see Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains. You'll find all kinds of camo, boots, blinds, tree stands, shooting sticks, lots of attractants, hearing protection, optics so you can glass those deer. Everything you need after the hunt, too, at Monty's Outdoors. They've even got some .223 ammo in stock. And don't forget your license and tags at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats now lead the Windsor Greyhounds by a score of 30-16 with a minute 57 to play in the football game, folks. This is a team that can score in a hurry. I wouldn't get too comfortable yet if I was a Thayer Bobcat fan. That's just two scores. I mean, 30-16 sounds like a lot. But that's just two scores. And, of course, they are going to have to kick off here, and they're going to get to kick it from the Windsor 45-yard line. The personal foul penalty after the touchdown was added on to the kick. So Thayer will kick it from the Windsor 45-yard line, and Zach Jones got it teed up this time. He's going to kick this thing as far as he can.
This is the first time we've seen this in 6 weeks.
It's been a while. Thayer going to kick this thing as far as they can and try and pin them as far away from that goal line as they can. There's the kick. High end over end, taken back at about the 10-yard line. That is Witherspoon running backwards, and the Bobcats will run him down. The Thayer Bobcats, what a play by Eric Seimer.
Eric Seimer
brought him down all the way back at around the 9-yard line. Great play by Eric Seimer. And the Thayer Bobcat defense back out on the field. It'll be first and 10 for Windsor at their own 9-yard line. Minute 50 to go in the game. Windsor with two receivers wide to the near side. One, two to the far side. Witherspoon in the backfield with Witherspoon. Dylan Witherspoon straight back looking to throw. Throwing this thing long. And this pass is going to be
caught
at the 44-yard line. What a catch by number 21, Peyton Witherspoon. First time we've heard from him today. I mean, landed flat on his back. From the 9 to the 45, that is a 34-yard completion. That's what I'm talking about. And now penalty flag coming down. We got a Windsor player shaken up and a penalty flag coming down on the play.
I believe that's on Witherspoon. He's still mouthing.
I do, too. He was mouthing the officials about something. And this is going to be another penalty. And he's still out there mouthing about something. You better be careful. The officials will get him. Yeah, they'll get him out of here.
There's already been two personal fouls. Yeah. It wouldn't take much.
No, it wouldn't. Well, the official wave through that flag, I think, is getting kind of tired of it. Anyway, Witherspoon, the other Witherspoon, Peyton Witherspoon, a little bit shaken up. And now a penalty flag going to be thrown on the coach.
He's out.
Yep, and now Witherspoon, Dalton Witherspoon's been ejected from the game. Yeah, Dalton Witherspoon has been ejected from this game. Well, you hate to see something like this turn nasty. Fair Bobcats didn't do anything.
I don't think they ejected him. I think the coach made him go to the sideline.
And now, he's trying to come back on the field. And he's coming back on the field. I thought the way it looked, he had been ejected. And now another coach is coming out to the sideline, or coming out to the field. So we can get a unsportsmanlike conduct. And they just called it once.
Should have been twice.
Should have been twice. But anyway, they just called it once. Witherspoon is still in the game. I thought he had been, maybe the way he ran off the field, I thought he had been ejected.
I thought he had too.
So a minute 43 to go in the game. Down by two touchdowns. Winds are kind of falling apart here. After the play, it's going to be first and 25 for Windsor. And now they're going to mark off again. The other one. Yeah, one official came to the other and said, hey, we had two personal fouls there.
Yeah.
So now they're going to mark it off, and this is going to be first down, and the ball all the way back to the 15. They've got to get to the Thayer 45. That's more than I can count.
Yep. 10, 20, 30,
it'll be 35, 40. So it's first down and 40 with a minute 43 to go in the game. And we've still got two
now
Windsor
calling
coaches.
Windsor coach back onto the field. No, they're moving the chains down to here.
No. Well, they're going to call that, apparently they're going to call that pass incomplete. And now they're bringing the other official in. These officials have completely lost control of this thing.
Why are the chains moving back?
Yeah, chains shouldn't be back. They had a first down on the on the pass completion at the 45.
Yeah. So that's, the chains should still be down here. It should be first and 40. After the two personal fouls.
Instead, it's going to be first and 10. I don't know how that happened. Unless they called the pass incomplete. But they'd already moved the chains.
Yeah. Oh, he caught it.
Anyway, first and 10. Windsor at their own 15-yard line. A minute 43 to go. Witherspoon straight back looking to throw. Bobcats putting some pressure. Now he's going to run. Takes off. Bobcats hit him once. He sidesteps. It gets to the 30 and out of bounds at the 31. That'll be a first down on about a 25-yard scramble by Dylan Witherspoon for the Windsor Greyhounds. And the clock will stop with a minute 35 to go in the game. And, if I'm Thayer Bobcats, you might just let them score, because all you got to do then is just get the ball back and run out the clock. First and 15 for Windsor. Witherspoon back looking to throw. Got some pressure. Now heaves it down the field. This ball is going to be caught at the 35-yard line by number 10, J.J. Hall. That's a long gain for Windsor. I told you, folks, don't get too comfortable. Windsor already to the line. Clock is going to start as soon as they get the ball marked down. First down, Windsor. That's a long play. Picked up, about 25?
35.
Witherspoon, empty backfield, straight back, looking to throw. Now gets some pressure from Jack Jones. Gets away from it. Throws this one down the field. Pass is caught by Witherspoon. We got a penalty flag.
That's going to be a block in the back.
Yeah, there was an obvious block in the back on the play. And the official standing right in front of it didn't see it. But the side judge or the back judge did. So that's going to be...
And now he's getting in Weber's face.
The officials have lost control of this game, what's happened. And it's Bobcat fans now getting on the officials.
I believe he called that on Coach Weber.
I don't know. Kind of hard to ascertain exactly what's going on. The play went down to the 12-yard line.
They just called that unsportsmanlike conduct.
Oh, my goodness. So they didn't see the block in the back on Zach Jones right there in front of the quarterback. I think the Whitehead is afraid to throw a flag now.
I do, too.
I think he's afraid to. So it'll be first and goal to go. Windsor down at the 7-yard line with a minute 11 to play in the game. A minute 11 to play. Windsor trying to get within a touchdown here, and you know what'll be coming if they do score. There's a snap to Witherspoon running to the right side, and he dives down. Did he get in? No, they're going to mark him down at the 1. They mark him down at the 1, and now Windsor is just standing around arguing. They better get to the line and get a play call, because We're down to a minute four to go. The clock's
holding
still running.
On the offense.
Oh, holding the penalty call. So holding on the offense. We've been seeing those all night long, and finally they called one.
Strange turn of events here at Lewis Bosman.
Yeah, it is. Zach Jones going back in the game for Thayer. Holding call will back him up 10. It'll be first and goal to go from the 17-yard line. I know if you're the Bobcats, and just on, I mean, the touchdown really doesn't hurt you here because if you can recover what would be an onside kick, you can run out the clock. But you'd like to keep the score right where it is, considering the current turn of events. And here's Witherspoon back looking to dump this one off. He does to Witherspoon. He'll get tackled at the 10-yard line. Good play by Magnuson for Thayer. Be about a 7-yard pickup. And timeout call by Windsor. 48 seconds to play in the game. Timeout on the field. Windsor going to the sideline. Bobcats will huddle for a timeout. We'll take, we'll step away. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, again, this afternoon brought to you in part by the Community First Banking Company of West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, along with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Thayer Dental Care, and Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Thayer Bobcats lead at 30-16. Windsor is down to the Thayer 10-yard line with 48 seconds to play in the game. It's a second down and goal to go from the 10 in a game that's taken on a rather an ugly look here in the final 5 minutes. Personal foul penalties on both sides. And now Windsor slow getting somebody back on the field. Better count, make sure there's just 11 of them out there. Quarterback up under center. Rolling to his left, looking to throw. Now stops, lobs this one up in the air. This ball is going to be caught for a touchdown by Witherspoon as Landry Pitts fell down on the play. Landry fell down, and the pass was complete to Witherspoon with 41 seconds remaining. So Windsor back on the board. That'll make it 30-22. I told you this game's not over. They can score in a hurry. And they're going to go for two. They're going to line up in the swinging gate again, see if the Bobcats can stop it, because it would be huge if they do. Swinging gate formation for the Windsor Greyhounds. Dylan Witherspoon and Dalton Witherspoon in the backfield. Oh, the bad snap. Witherspoon takes it, gives it to the other Witherspoon. He throws into the end zone. Incomplete! Over the head of the intended receiver and out of bounds. And that keeps it an 8-point game. Thayer Bobcats continue the lead. Windsor 30-22 with 41 seconds to play in the game. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Back to more.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
All right, here we go. Thayer Bobcats are going to get set up for what is going to be an obvious onside kick attempt. I mean, there's not any other way that the Windsor have any chance of winning this game unless they can recover an onside kick. We're down to 41 seconds to play. Thayer leads it 30-22. Who's going to win that pizza from the Thayer pizza end? By the way, I do want to mention Thayer Bobcats have scored 5 touchdowns today. That's another $250 in the bank for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thanks to Thayer Dental Care. They donate $50 for every touchdown the Bobcats score for the entire season. So the Bobcats have got the hands unit up front. Simer, Willis, and Magnuson. Spencer and Biggers. Windsor Big number 52. Looks like they're going to kick it to the right side. He does. Rolls along the ground. Fielded by the Thayer Bobcats at the 47-yard line.
Whoa.
And there's a penalty on Windsor for hitting. It's going to be another personal foul.
Third one on that player right there.
Third penalty flag as the Windsor player came up and hit the Thayer Bobcat receiver who had recovered the ball and was laying face down on top of it. Not that it's going to matter, but Thayer's going to have this ball. Windsor does have one timeout remaining. So we're going to get a fourth personal foul penalty here against Windsor. Well, no, now they're picking up the flag. Now they're going to mark it off. 15 yards will Thayer get it down to the Windsor, 37-yard line. And number 58.
That would be the one.
Has been ejected. That is his third personal foul in this game, and he's been ejected. That deserves a mention. Dusty Johnson's his name.
Yeah.
We saw him kick Thayer Bobcat players when they were down. That time he came up and laid a helmet right in the back of the receiver after he was obviously down. And the Thayer Bobcats can take a knee here on a first down. And the clock continues to run. Windsor does have a timeout. I'm surprised they didn't take it right there. But I guess they figure, you know what, Thayer can down it twice more. The Thayer Bobcats are going to eliminate the Windsor Greyhounds, the defending state champions, and Thayer doesn't have to snap it. Bobcat fans are on their feet. The Thayer Bobcats, with a huge win here this afternoon at home, have beaten the Windsor Greyhounds. Final score, 30-22. There's the clock down to zero. There's the final buzzer. And the Thayer Bobcats season will continue with a date in the semifinals with East Buchanan next Saturday afternoon. And we believe that game will be at East Buchanan. But we'll find out and let you know as soon as we can. What a game this afternoon. 30-22. Again, the final score. Thayer Bobcats have won it over the Windsor Greyhounds, the defending state champions. And the 26-game winning streak by Windsor ends this afternoon at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with the post-game report. Brought to you by our friends over at Shelter Insurance and Directman at West Plains. Back in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.